Blog Talk Radio.
Serving up the beats and making it hot.
Making it hot.
It's DJ IQ.
Runway.
The right way. Shake up. witch doctor. What's going on, boys and queens? We are live, back on the air for another installment of the show, honey. Yes, we're definitely here to recap all the madness and everything that happened since last week, Wednesday, after we got off the air. We're definitely going to be here recapping all of that, honey. We're going to recap Thursday night at Esquilita's, the fight that happened at Esquilita's with Father Face Herrera. We're definitely going to be recapping whatever happened on Friday, honey. We're going to be recapping the Kiki Legends Ball that happened on Saturday in Brooklyn, New York at the Lab. We're definitely going to be recapping the ball that happened on Saturday in Boston with the legendary icon Beverly Kule Khan. We'll definitely be coming on the line. And she's definitely beginning to give us the tea on what happened at the ball in Boston and all of that madness and things, honey, and shit. And we definitely going to be recapping the Rumble Ball that happened last night in New York City. So I'm waiting for my legendary co-host, the legendary overall iconic father, Rodney Prodigy, to call in. I'm waiting for my co-host, the legendary overall East Coast mother herself, Nicole Khan, to call in. And we're definitely going to get the madness started. But, you know, like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I am the legendary overall mother of the House of Couture, Mother Kelly Couture. How you doing? I want to give a big shout-out to all my girlfriends in the chat room. I want to give a big shout-out to all my girls on the phone lines that is definitely listening to the show, honey. And don't forget, coming your way, November 12th, and New York City is the legendary iconic fathers, Rodney and James, presents What's in the Name is Their Function in Harlem, New York. Be there, because I will definitely be in the building. It's definitely going to be a hot motherfucking function, and the girls are definitely going to come out, and the girls are definitely going to support. I will definitely be in the building. Let's play the commercial. We're going to be back right after these commercial announcements from the legendary What's in the Name.
Father James and Father Rodney present What's in the Name, Saturday, November 12th at 6 p.m., 1299 Amsterdam Avenue between West 121st Street and West 122nd Street, Harlem, New York, New York. Grand prize, open to all theme realness. One male, one female figure, two trophies, one cash award of $1,000. Mini grand prize, open to all runway, cash prize of $500. Butch Queen, Master of Vogue, invitations only. One trophy, one cash prize of $350, less $10 bartending fee. Butch Queen Face, one cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist, one cash prize of $250. Femme Queen Legendary Performance, one cash prize of $200. Father James from Father Rodney presents What's in the Name, Saturday, November 12th, 6 p.m. in Harlem. We'll see you there.
We will definitely see you there in Harlem. I will definitely be in the building. Then everybody, please welcome to the radio station. She's definitely going to give us the recap of what happened at the motherfucking ball in Boston, honey. The legendary icon herself, Beverly Kule Khan, is live on our airwaves with us. Hey, sister, what's tea?
What's up, Overseer Couture?
What's going on?
That's just what's going on.
Nothing much, just sitting up here just chilling, honey, bitch, trying to find out what happened at the ball in motherfucking Boston, honey, who won the coins and who did what and shit, because I know you was in the building.
Yes, I was. Congratulations for the $500 grand prize of, with legendary Marshall Diamante. He won open to all runway. No, it was between runway. You had to bring up like a scarecrow and my grandchild won the mini grand for I think $250 for Vogue Sim. I think he's a V2. I'm not sure. I don't wanna, say the wrong house or say the wrong name. But yeah, he won the $250. I wanted to say hello. I wish Feminine Destruction would have, her CD, I wish her CD would have worked. But she was perched, and I was proud to see her there. I live for a girl that travels. But I'm hearing that she just got kicked out of her era by Dante. I don't know how true that was, but it was like a big situation going on. At the board was no fight. There almost was, but it wasn't no fight.
So Feminine Destruction got kicked out of another house?
Yeah, I think they told me that she got kicked out of Herrera, and I think that was the big issue that was going on. But I don't know, I don't want to put, what I really don't know for sure, but that's what I heard. That's what started the madness. And congratulations to Beulah, because her boy was a success. She got all her coins, like a con should. What else? I wanted to give a shout-out to her grandmother, too, because, she was wheelchair-bound, and she was collecting the coins and things, and I truly apologize to her, on the situation that was going on, down there. And big ups to Brittany, overall mother, Herrera, very classy, toes out, lives for it. She was totally done. And I have fun, and, just wanted to say hello to Derek, LaBeja Khan, that came to the building in Boston, and Rec Shop, came to support.
I know, that's right. The girls is out in Boston, honey.
Yeah. My team held it down, and give a shout out to all the houses that was there. I had fun with the Blonics, the new Blonics. And it was, they got a new pretty boy Herrera. I call him Boo Boo Kitty. He's real cute, got braids and everything. He's real cute. I was giving him a shout out and everything.
Oh, I know, that's right. Hold on, Beverly, stay right there with us, honey. We got to bring on my legendary co-host, the legendary iconic father, Rodney Milan.
Rodney Milan.
I'm sorry, the legendary, iconic, overall father, Rodney Prodigy, but say, I'm only on 2 hours of sleep. I got in from the ball at 5:30 this morning and had to get up at 8 o'clock this morning for ADT and construction people and everything for my apartment. I'm only going on 2 hours of sleep, so I'm so sorry, okay? Rodney, you're live on the airwaves.
What's going on?
What's going on?
Hey, Devin. What's going on?
Nothing. Now I could be messy. Because I'm going to get to the point. Because there's no shade. If it was my house, it would be messy to my house, too. One thing I can say about Miss Brutal, she gave out the drinks, and the kids went overboard, honey. This was at Boston. I'm back home in Atlanta, but this was at Boston.
Okay, Athena Ball.
Yeah, Athena Ball. But, it wasn't her fault because they even decided they wanted to get drinks outside and wanted to carry and cut up when they got upstairs and didn't know how to handle their liquor as leaders. But one of the leaders did apologize on Facebook, but I'm real tight with them still because they should know how to act, especially when a woman is wheelchair bound in the building.
Yes.
Why y'all pause like that? Like that was Ashley.
Baby, we just pausing the name. It's what in the name, honey, in the name of.
How was the rumble?
We didn't even get to the rumble yet. We gotta start with the Kiki function first, okay?
Ooh,
we didn't get to the rumble yet,
it.
Honey. But the Kiki
Did
function.
Did my new house come out?
Huh?
Did my new house come out?
I don't know what new house was that.
Okay, then they didn't come out yet. I can't tell you, sis. Yeah, I told you got to join. I told you.
Baby, I can't leave the pinks, honey. But the Kiki function was definitely packed in the name, bitch. The The girls was definitely out. I'm going to read Little Mama Mistake because she was feeling it, Mistake, like she was iconic. Now, she was feeling like she was a pioneer on that microphone on motherfucking Saturday, Mistake, and she was coming for me, Mistake, on Saturday, Mistake, honey. And she was really feeling it, Mistake. She was throwing the girls off the judges' panel and all types of things, Mistake. I was gagging at her, Mistake. She was really feeling it, but the Kiki Bowl was definitely packed. I definitely got to give a shout-out to Bobby Juicy Milan, honey, for definitely coming out. And this is her second year in a row, definitely winning the $500 grand prize that they had at the Kiki Bowl. Last year she won the $500 for the face. This year she won the $500 for performance. So definitely a big shout out to Bobby Juicy Milan. Definitely came out and turned the girls out. The girls was definitely in the building. It was packed, Miss Thing. And I'm so upset, Miss. I was not really upset, Miss Thing, but that child, I don't know her name, Miss Thing, that came out and she vogued, Miss Thing. And in the Heat organization, she won regular female figure performance.
And that was my shout out, Kelly. That was my shout out. Go ahead.
It was
my pleasure.
But not knowing on her behalf, bitch, because if it was me, bitch, when a bitch give me an envelope at a ball, Miss Thing, I check my envelope to make sure my envelope is right. So this is what happened, Beverly. She was at the ball. She won regular performance. And the category was $50. The Heat organization gave her the $500, Beverly. She picked the $500. They had these glass crystal trophies. She took the envelope they gave her and put it in the bottom of her trophy and put it in her pocketbook and was walking around all night long, Mistake, and not knowing that she had the $500, bitch. Right before the category, they went to go get the envelope, Mistake, and they had gave her the envelope with the $500 and called her back, Mistake, and she brung it back and gave it to them, bitch. You know, I would have checked my envelope and I would have hit it. That would have been up to the Heat organization to fix that problem. It wouldn't have been my problem. I would have hit it.
Bro, the Heat would have been heated.
Baby, but she gave the coin back, Mistake, and everything went fine, baby, but you know, I would have hit it. But the girls is definitely out. I love the Kiki girls, and I love the Kiki scene, Mistake, because these girls put a lot of work and energy into the effects, Mistake, and if these girls did half of the things that they did at the Kiki Ball in the main screen, I think that the ballroom scene would be back to where it was back in the days.
Oh, wow.
But that was it, honey. It was really cute. It was really packed, Miss Thing. It took the girls, after the ball was over, Miss Thing, the girls outside for about an hour and a half after the ball was over, Miss Thing. It was so packed up in that place. It was really packed. Rodney was in the building. It was a lot of fat people was in the building. Boom Boom, Raquel Milan was definitely in the building at the Kiki function. The girls was at the Kiki function. It was cute, honey.
And nobody for it?
No, it was no fights, no arguments, no nothing. It was really nice, and it really went smooth. It was really nice. I really enjoyed myself. I really had fun.
I did, too. It was fun.
It was definitely fun. Those girls definitely came out cool. And when I tell you they came out, those bitches was out in full force, bitches. Those girls chant and everything and the effects and everything. It was really cute. I was just so mad that they couldn't finish Realness with a Twist because that was the last category. But they ran out of time. But they did all the rest of the other categories, but it was definitely cute.
Wow.
Yeah, it was definitely cute. It was definitely a ball to be at. I missed the one last year, but I was not missing this year. It was definitely cute, honey. Hold on, we got a caller. Let's see what Miss Keisha wants. Hey, Keisha, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hey, Kelly. Hi, Rodney. How's Elvin?
Hey,
Mama.
Kelly.
Yes.
I want to say how the raids are going. How was your weekend?
My weekend was wonderful. It was absolutely great.
I had you on my mind because I always told you you are like a sister in my head when I don't see you face to face.
Yes. I didn't see you out, honey. I thought I was going to see you out.
Kelly, you got to do me a favor. There is a DVD out. You got to get the DVD, and you got to keep me posted. There's a DVD out about all the rappers that get down, and somebody spilled the motherfucking tea, and they spilled on everybody. Now, remember Superhead came out with a thing? Remember
yes.
In her book? She kind of gave us little bits and pieces.
Yeah.
There's a DVD out now, and this motherfucker put all the motherfucking DL rappers on blast. From Lil Wayne to, well, you don't know, you know, Puffy, but Lil Wayne, the Drake, and it goes on and on and on and on.
Are you serious?
No, I need to get this. I need to get this.
I need the DVD
because
my
get a copy of that DVD.
I'm trying to find, because my sister, my biological sister, put me on the 411, and if, you know, I was playing stupid, because we already know some of them, like, you know, like, Lil Wayne was always questionable, because when he kissed, what you would call it, on TV, we all knew something was up with that, but the Drake, I was stunned, and there's a couple of them, it's in this, on this DVD, he just blasted everybody.
Oh, well, baby, we got to get a hold of that DVD so I can talk about it on our show. We got to get a hold of that. Yeah, we definitely got to get a hold of that. I need a copy of that DVD, honey.
Yes.
Why you didn't come out to the Kiki function? It was right in Brooklyn.
On Saturday?
Yes.
That March 3
was 12. Yeah, I missed you at the Kiki function, and I missed you last night at the Rumba.
We'll talk about that later.
Yeah,
I miss you at both of them. I definitely miss you at both of them.
I mean, you
there,
Mar?
You there, Mar? Excuse you.
Yes, I was.
I was there, too.
Robbie was there?
Yeah, I was there.
I didn't see you, Mar. I saw your house members. I didn't see you.
I was over there with Eric for a little while. Then I went over with Milan and Tyson in the road. Oh, you know, you had the patrol floor all night, so that's why I was at all night with my buddies.
Robbie said, how do you? I saw your husband. I didn't see you, Robbie. You must have been incognito.
No, I wasn't. I was dancing right next to Layla.
I saw Layla. I was in the bathroom. I didn't see you.
Yeah, I was right there.
And, Ronnie, why you never come to Bo White on Tuesday?
Ronnie, don't be in town.
I work on weekdays. I got the weekends off. I have to stay in town on the weekdays.
This is what you got to do. You got to make a commitment to come on Tuesdays and bring a category open to all realness in the name of Rodney Prodigy, father, legendary. You need to do that. I want to see more realness categories on Vogue Night Tuesday, Kelly.
Well, I don't have anything to do with that. I'm a couture.
You can still do it, Kelly, because you will.
Yeah. I'm over here in a whole other world, I'm on iChat, and I got one of my little cartoon characters on iChat talking to one of my kids on iChat.
No, but definitely, Kelly, look for that DVD. I gotta look at that DVD. If you get it before me, please let me know, because I'm dying to find out with the 411.
Definitely, you know I'm definitely going to be on that. After I get off the show, I'm going to bed. But when I get up tomorrow, I'm going to be on that, and I'm going to find her tomorrow.
I'm vibe. I love you all. Kelly, keep up the good work, and I'll be listening.
Okay.
Yeah, good night, Keisha.
Hold on. We got one more caller, and then we're going to go recap the Rumble. 773-495, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Miss Kelly, you know you got the wrong the Blog Talk Radio on the laptop on the computer is different from the phone number one.
Oh, what you mean? I don't understand.
Like how your the show on the computer, the site on the Blog Talk Radio is different from the one on top here on the phone.
Okay, I'm sorry. I gotta change that.
I just wanted to hit you up and let you know that.
Okay, thank you, baby.
You're welcome, Kelly.
Thank you. Oh, yeah, that's the link. That's the wrong link. I got to fix that. I got to definitely fix that link, honey. But let's get into the Rumble Ball, Rod. Let's get into the Rumble Ball because that was the next ball that happened here. Oh, wait, before I go into the Rumble Ball, I forgot. I'm skipping everything, honey. Well, let's get into the fight that happened at Escalita's on Tuesday. Baby,
what?
I told y'all it was a fight. That was definitely in the making, and it was definitely in the brewing. Wesley definitely caught up with Father Face Herrera this past Thursday at Escalita's, and they tore the motherfucking building down. I've been telling y'all for the longest that Face had stole Wesley's truck back a couple of months ago, and so Faith finally caught up. I mean Wesley finally caught up with Faith, and they tore it down so fierce at Escalita's. Security had to break the whole situation up. They held Wesley in the car for a minute, and then Faith got a chance to get away and hit it in the cab.
Wow.
But, baby, wow. They finally met up with each other, honey, at the motherfucking function. It was too many things, honey. Strange things for change, honey, baby. I wish I was there on Thursday, but I had to stay in the house, honey. I had to stay in the house. But it's this unsuspecting butch queen, this unsuspecting pretty boy butch queen. I'm not going to mention anybody's name mistake, because you know I don't want to cause no controversy mistake. But he's always in some shit mistake. I'm not going to mention nobody's name mistake. But he's always in some shit mistake. Somebody need to pop that motherfucking queen in her fucking mouth mistake. They pop that queen in her mouth one good time mistake and check her mistake. I bet you she won't run off at the lip no more mistake. Somebody need to give her a fat motherfucking lip mistake. Girl, somebody to fatten her lip really good, mistake. And once they fatten her lip, I bet you she won't wear her lip no more.
It's like somebody you wanted to attack.
Huh?
It's like somebody you wanted to attack. You was going.
Wow. I'm not going to let you know this. But hold on, honey. I see my girlfriend is on the line, honey, before we go into the rubber ball, mistake. Oh, girl, no. I'm not talking about Miss Vicky, mistake, to the girls in the room. I said a pretty boy butch queen. Miss Vicky is nobody's pretty or anything, honey. Hold on. Miss London, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hello.
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 What's going on?
I'm there. How are you?
I'm doing great. And yourself?
I'm doing lovely.
I'm London.
Hello, who's that? Is that Spitter?
This is Kool-Aid. How are you?
Hi, how are you? I love you.
I love you too.
I didn't get to see you at the collection. I see you. You are your little bag. I like your bag.
Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Where's Nicola?
Oh, she's home relaxing.
Oh.
Hey, London.
Hello, who's that?
Rodney.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Yeah, sounds like everybody's good. Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay.
Did you do anything this weekend?
No, I didn't do much. I just stayed at home and, yeah, I didn't do much. I'm just waiting for somebody to call so I can just speak my mind.
Oh, okay. Will I see you November the 12th in New York at the ball, at my ball?
Is it your ball?
Yes.
Yeah, is it going to be a lot of fights?
No fights at all.
Hold on, Miss London, hold on. Welcome to the radio station, the legendary Aurora East Coast mother, Nicole Khan, is live on the airwaves.
Nicola.
I love her so much. Listen. Hi, Rodney. How everybody? No, don't wait for them to come on the line, London. You have to get them on the line by addressing them ASAP.
Yeah.
Because when you wait, you might be waiting all night because they're scared. But when you address, they're going to come up here and ask what London said. So you said you're waiting for someone to come on the line so that you can address them. May I ask who that someone could be?
You know what I want to see? Bitch, Miss 15 hasn't called in a long time. I want to see a battle between Miss 15 and Miss London, honey. That's what
or
I want.
Rhonda Jenkins and Miss London.
Miss 15 don't call in anymore, mistake. So what's the T mistake? Miss 15, honey, is Miss London replacing you? What's the E, Miss A? Because Miss 15's in the chat room right now, Nicole.
Okay, London, well, how was your week, and what's going on with you? That's why I pressed when I'm seeing and listening the whole time. I was like, David, London, you always.
Yeah, I
Lion King was okay. I loved it. But Miss Christine don't want a piece of me.
No. No.
Oh, my God, Eddie.
So are you in the backgrounds of situations like Miss 15? They never know you're there, but you're there?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm like a spectator.
Okay. Okay. Hmm. So you were a spectator at the Coletti?
Yeah, I was a spectator, but I was kind of frightened. I was scared.
Why was you scared at the Coletti?
Because I didn't know anyone. There was so much arguing and fighting. I'm not used to it.
Who was you really scared of?
I wasn't really scared. I just didn't want to get a stray bullet.
Oh, my God. This is a bit much. That was a straight bullet. I would hope that we don't have any of those things going on at Balls now. Not a straight bullet.
Miss London, you stay right there with us. If Miss 15 call in, we'll have a battle between Miss London and Miss 15. But let's get into this Rumble Ball last night, honey.
Yeah,
that Rumble
Ball. Was... Kelly.
Yes.
I just want to say that I've seen you at the Coletta, and I wanted to say hi to you, but. You know, you're so big and I'm so little. I was so scared. She's a very beautiful lady, and I was scared to speak to her as well. But congratulating, Kelly.
Thank you. Honey, but stay right there with us. Let's get into this Rumble Ball last night, honey. She was ultra, oh, my God, Miss Egg, girl. Bitch, the Rumble was so late, Miss Egg. Girl, I was over it. My back was hurting, Miss Thing. I went and got my new leopard dress, honey, and pulled out my brown boots, Miss Thing, and dusted them off and everything, Miss Thing. I just knew it was going to be creep, Miss Thing, honey. You know, it was my second debut as, you know, overall mother car. Oh, my God. I was about to
Coletti.
Say
something else, Miss Thing.
You were going to say Coletti. I was about to say Coletti.
It sounded like you said overall Coletti. Like,
I'm going to say I was only my mother collecting, Miss Thing. I'm so tired, Miss Thing. It was my second debut as Old World Mother Couture last night, Miss Thing. And, you know, I thought the girls was going to be out, Miss Thing. And it was very, you know, it was all right, Miss Thing. You know, it was really hard to even find anybody to call out for letting statements and stars, Miss Thing, honey. Besides Rodney and James and Tony and, you know. But besides that, Miss Thing, it wasn't really nobody up in the motherfucking place, Miss Thing. She was empty, Miss Thing. You could see through the whole ball. Miss Thing, I was gagging. This is the only Rumble Ball that I've ever been to in a while, Miss Thing. That bitch, only categories that was really contested was Vogue Femme and Realness with a Twist. All the other categories was like two or three people that walked. And the ball went through really fast. We was out of there like around like 5:15. And I was back home, back in my bed. Honey, and I was gagging, honey. I was gagging, honey. Hold on, honey. Let's see who this is. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly Couture.
What's going on?
I was just wondering, do you see when Laomi destroyed Katrina and Feminine Destruction? What did you think of that?
No, girl, don't try it. Oh, who was that?
Huh?
Who said the girl don't try it?
That's what I'm wondering, because Laomi destroyed them.
It was cute, and, you know, the girls came out and they battled. It was fun. You know, but that whole thing started because, you know, so many Mrs. left the house of Ms. Miss Thing, and then I left Miss Thing, and so the girls feeling very storming the girls, Miss Thing. But I love a good battle, Miss Thing. I want the girls to always continue to keep storming Miss Thing, because that's going to bring the heat and the fever back into the ballroom scene since the girls want to storm Miss Thing. I was ready for the girls last night. I wasn't ready for I'm going to be 100% honest. I wasn't ready for my daughter Imani to storm me on Tuesday, Miss Thing. It caught me off guard, Miss Thing. But, yeah, she got me, Miss Thing. But then on Saturday at the Kiki function, Miss Fifi, Miss Thomas, Miss Rahi stormed me, Miss Thing. And I had to fuck her up into a motherfucking hole on Saturday. I was ready for them last night. I thought they were
yes.
night. I was ready for them to come out. But they didn't storm last night. I don't understand why they didn't storm last night, because I was ready for them, because I was going to fuck them up again last night. And I'm to the promise for all the girls in the house of Mizrahi to continue to keep storming me and saying, because that's just going to put more fire into my ass and make me eat them up even more.
I was gagging also when Deshaun tapped Selena and asked her to stand to the side, and he stormed Cassandra. I was gagging.
Yes, that was definitely a hot battle. Definitely, the girls is doing a lot of storming. There's going to be a lot of storming going on coming up really soon, baby. And I think Rodney's ball is going to really be really hot in this thing. It's going to be a lot of storming and a lot of changes and things going on at that function. Yeah, it's going to be
hi, Nicole.
It's going to be juices in
who's
the building, and I would definitely be in the building, honey. I'm leaving straight
I'm
from Mac on 125th Street and going straight to the building.
I'm ready to storm Nicole for the old way. So Nicole, when do you need it?
I've been actually looking for somebody to do something to me for it. I've been tired of battering these butch queens, but it seems like the fem queens don't have that type of uniqueness. So not a lot of them can touch me when it comes to that. You know, Selvin gets to beat me up. This one, I haven't won over Alvernia yet. But, and God, the fem queens, not a problem.
Right, Nicole.
Yeah, Rodney, what happened?
I said I was agreeing with that, all right then.
So it's like they're ready to see me. Yes, go ahead, London. I'm right here.
Yeah, but who is she? who was that who kept saying, don't try it, when I made the comment about Laomi? Who was that?
Oh, that's the caller
that,
called in before I clicked over. Okay.
The question is, who are you?
Miss Nelson,
no,
who are you,
private caller? No, sweetie, the question is, what are you? That's the question. Yeah, but what are you, actually?
Oof. Well, oh, shit.
Private caller, you still
there?
Have a good night. Oh! Yes! Yes!
Baby, Eddie, I don't know.
She was like, that's right, Carla. Have a good night.
I don't think Miss 15 is ready, honey. She ain't even calling me yet, Miss 15.
I don't think nobody's ready for the Coletti, baby.
It's a big juice. But, Rodney, what was your take on the Rumble last night, Rodney?
I had fun pretty much.
Oh, speaking of
that. It wasn't as crowded as I thought it was going to be, but it just came out to have my kids prepare for the event, like the Rumble, the Clash thing, and they did well, and just to support them, and just pass out some flyers, and you know it was good, see some of the battles. Shout out to Mike Icon, who won Pretty Boy Realness. He battled Rich Wugler, one over Rich, for Pretty Boy Realness.
Yeah,
Mike Icon from
wasn't
where?
Ready for that, honey. The girls gagged at that, honey.
From Philadelphia, or New York City.
Philadelphia, Mike.
Oh, well, Mike is very attractive. I could. Well, my question was to you: is that Duke? Am I going to get an opportunity? Where is your partner in crime? Who you're throwing in? What's the name? And am I going to get a night to interview? Because I had been hearing from a couple of people that two iconic people are throwing the ball, and they don't have as much as categories catering to certain. Yeah.
Wait, hold on. Can we go back? You said who won Pretty Boy Realness?
Mike from Philadelphia.
That walks twist?
Yes.
He's put, huh?
Yeah, well, you know, Mike is very attractive. Bitch, when you get into it, let him put it on. You would gag. He's very attractive.
Wait. Are we still talking about the Mike that won in Chicago?
Yes.
He walked pretty well in it? All right.
He don't walk it, but he's walking it now, I guess, right?
Okay.
He much prettier than half of these motherfuckers that walk.
No. I'm not saying that he can't do it.
I'm just putting it out there.
Well,
I'm
make a Rodney,
to
Rodney thing.
They're going to be walking this thing, but they've been walking for so long, Miss Thing. It'll be like you chop them, Miss Thing, it'll be a Gagnation, Miss Thing. But I think a lot of them should be chopped, Miss Thing. And I think now, Miss Thing, girl, you know, bitch, I ain't got no problem with regret, Miss Thing. So I think I might just start banging them, Miss Thing, going to start an uproar.
You see what I mean? Rodney, which...
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what I...
Well, you can't interview Rodney and James, Nicole. Rodney and James is doing their own interview tomorrow night.
Where?
They have their show. They do an open mic night tomorrow night.
On when, Tuesday night?
Yeah.
Oh, so y'all have an open mic show? Okay, so you think I can't interview you? Have your show. Go ahead. Go ahead, have your show. Have your show. They're going to be taking me out of the queue 85,000. And another thing. Watch.
Are you
going to
come?
You're going to
come in and you're just going to ask your question.
Mm-hmm.
But Nicole,
I know that.
How could they have a show without the interviewer there? How are they going to interview each other? I got questions that people want to know. I got answers that I need to be answered.
When Nicole, and in regards to the ball, we have legendary film queen categories. We have legendary butch queen categories.
Do y'all have legendary? Oh wait, you listening?
Yes,
press
we do.
One.
Yes,
and then y'all do have when y'all have legendary. Oh wait, it's just for the butch queen. And then y'all have just open. Do y'all have open to all? Oh wait,
we do not. But I was going to see a bring it category, but it's no legendary like open to all.
That's shady. That is very shady.
Did y'all got face on the 30?
No, we have legendary face.
That's
it. Legendary face. I want to walk face over 30 with the old girl. Oh, shit.
So is it okay to Selva, Kelly, all of you, like, if there's something that you qualify for, you are supposed to be a part of, you are that. If you storm it, is that inappropriate?
What happened?
If there's a category that you feel that you should be a part of, that they
look,
should...
all I want to know is, bitch, they don't have legendary femme queen the old way, but maybe if she storms the butch queens, Miss Thing, do you think the girl should try her?
It's open for all.
Nicole, because of that category, it's just going to be legendary old way versus legendary new way, not butch queens. That's not a problem.
Ooh, Nicole will be out in Harlem,
honey. Okay, so it's not a problem. Oh, okay, but I still think that
now Katrina Icon and Nicole can battle now.
Ooh.
Well, that means I would have to walk two categories.
Baby, it's going to be a battle, honey. Baby. But you know what I want to also say about the Rumble, Miss Thing, that I did enjoy about the Rumble? I did enjoy the girls that was paired up to battle each other, Miss Thing. Those motherfucking girls' productions, Miss Thing, was a motherfucking key, motherfucking key. Miss motherfucking Boots Prodigy, Miss Thing, bitch, I live for your motherfucking Vogue, Miss Thing. Girl, I live for your fucking production you had last night, Miss Thing. You did not have to decree Miss motherfucking Pretty Allure like that in that motherfucking... mistake. It is no shame, mistake.
Now and then, now let alone for Monday when she came and she decreed that. But you know what I saw that was over on Vogue Tuesdays, bitch. It was so classic, so 1990s. Cassandra was in the battle. She was on the floor dipping. The child was over her, and the child dipped. And how could Deshaun walked up in the flat for on the runway, tapped the child, told the child, "No, baby, you move. Stay right in to serve Cassandra." Right there on the floor.
But wait, this is what I need to know. Did Deshaun win?
Yes.
Oh. Oh, no.
Again.
Back to Miss Boots, Miss Thing. Did y'all come to New York with Miss Boots? Miss Boots ate Miss Pretty so fiercely, Miss Thing. And Miss Pretty was in the motherfucking building to walk, Miss Thing. Miss Boots didn't even have to Vogue, Miss Thing, after she read Miss Pretty the way she read her in that motherfucking production. She ate Miss Pretty alive, Miss Thing. She said she
went... Who read Miss Pretty?
Boots Prodigy, Miss Thing, they've been voting down and winning all the coins from state to state, Miss Thing, girl. She ran Miss Pretty so down in her production. She gave the very, and she did her, she went back to school, Miss Thing, and she came out in her little school outfit, Miss Thing, bitch, and she gave the very, This is History 101, and I've been looking at my VHS tape and my DVDs, Miss Thing, and I was looking for Pretty Allure, but I didn't get any. And then it was like, and then she went into her next read, and it was quiet, Miss Thing. The girls went up, Miss Thing, and keep cackling, Miss Thing. She had no history of Miss Pretty, Miss Thing, at all. That Miss Pretty got on that production, Miss Thing. If I was Miss Pretty, Miss Thing, there's no shame, Miss Thing. I wouldn't have came out after that, Miss Thing, even if I was there, Miss Thing. Because, girl, before she even wrote, Miss Thing, the reads was just so nasty, Miss Thing. Bitch, the girls, when I tell you the girls, I love that, Miss Thing. I like that when you could pair the girls up together, Miss Thing, and they come out with productions, and they go back to the old school reading and stuff, and they can vogue down, Miss Thing, and there's no shade in it. But Miss Boots, I think Tornado got first place, Miss Thing. I don't understand how he got first place, Miss Thing. I think Miss Boots should have had first place. It's no shade. Miss Boots, I think it should have went to Miss Boots, then Miss Davina, then Tornado. It's no shade. I'm just talking about my opinion. So, girls, please don't kill me on my opinion. From the production standpoint, it should have definitely went to Boots, Davina, then Tornado, and then on down. I mean, that's just my opinion.
Wait, so that was the only person Miss Boots read? Was Miss Pretty?
Each person got paired up with somebody. Boots was paired up with Pretty. Tornado was paired up with somebody. Justin was paired up with somebody. And they all read the person they was voguing against in their production. Miss Thing, read them, Miss Thing. I was gagging, honey.
That's a cute
Davina
category.
Came out, and she read Miss Amore, Miss Thing, in her production. Miss Thing had Day-Day was in her production, had Day-Day doing Amore moves, saying, oh, the moves is whack and tired, Miss Thing, and repetitive. Miss Thing and Amore came out and read Miss Davina. Oh, my God, what's going on, Miss Thing? Are you a brunch queen this week, or do you feeling dragged, Miss Thing? What is it, girl? Pick one.
Oh.
Miss Thing, it was a mess. When I tell you those girls, it was a mess. It was a kiki. I really enjoyed myself with the girls last night for that category. But all those other categories, it was boring, Miss Thing. Those girls is washed up, Miss Thing, honey. Girl. Honey, hold on. We got another caller. 417, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Hi, everyone. It's Athena Khan from Boston.
Hi, Athena.
I just called just to thank everyone who came out and supported this past weekend. It was a very, very, very long, long weekend. Again, I say thank you to Brittany Herrera, to my grandmother Selvin, and to everyone else that came out, even though Dante and Face did what they did. And
okay.
Now I can't use the venue anymore.
What did they do?
Well, what did Dante and Face do?
They got into like a big argument, just screaming and yelling. And when they went downstairs, the people in the restaurant downstairs made a complaint to the state, and the state sent a fine to the venue that we were using for loudness and disturbance and all that. But so they sent me an email this morning telling me that the venue is no longer able to be used, which is fine. But but I just think
wow,
yeah, it's okay though.
Oh, my God.
That's not okay. It's not okay.
I'm not upset. I mean
that's... I didn't knock Face hard enough. That's what it was, because he was having number one this weekend.
So thank everyone, and I will be seeing everyone on November 12th. And, again, thanks, everyone, for coming out and supporting.
What is going on with these motherfucking Herreras?
Yeah,
and that's what I
want to
know.
We need to, you know what? No, it's not, where is the week? Like I always say, every other week when y'all say y'all looking for, where is the mother? Where's the mother? If the week, oh no.
You know Miss Marco not coming up here on this
schedule. Miss Marco, well, where's Brittany?
Baby, I'm gagging. These girls want to be animals, Miss Thing, and go and mess up Boston like that, Miss Thing. Miss Boston don't have fights and things in Boston, Miss Thing. They haven't had a fight in Boston, Miss Thing, since I was going to fuck up the security guards 3 years ago.
No, Kelly.
Yes, they haven't had nothing like that in Boston in a long time, Miss Thing, since the security guards.
What was the fight about?
When I had the fight?
No. I'm talking about my granddaughter. What was the fight about?
I don't officially know what it would. I mean, all I know is they started arguing. With each other. They were arguing with each other.
Well, somebody just hit me up on Yahoo, and they said that the fight was about, Philly said Dante wasn't going to slay him tonight. He was going to slay Dante.
How? They're in the same house.
No, I'm talking about in the bedroom, Nicole.
I don't think it's that kind of shit.
What do you mean? What? Wait, excuse me, Athena. Wait a second. We're not going to miss what Ms. Kelly. What?
Well, that's what they said on Yahoo.
That, wait a minute. Okay. Somebody that's listening. Okay. Wow. Okay. Whew.
No, I don't think it was about that. I think it was about feminine destruction. I think.
Feminine destruction? They were fight. They wanted her?
No,
I don't think they meant like that.
Wow.
I mean, that's some new stuff to me because they kicked out. They don't kick
so
kick
I guess
out.
The house of Herrera is the new house of Ebony?
Never.
No,
never. I don't think that. Never.
Wow. Well, thank God you still. You never can have a ball there again. Sorry.
Oh, that was so messy, honey. So messy, honey.
I'm just glad your grandmother's okay, though.
Yeah, she's fine. I thought she was going to go home and pray for everybody in the building.
Yes. Continue to pray for them because they definitely need praying, honey. Y'all girls in this chat room, Miss Thang, do not put links in this chat room without approving your links with me. You have to send your links over to Tangle Chop at the top right-hand corner in your chat room, and the links have to be approved before you put links in the chat room or you will be blocked. Okay?
Granger, who won your categories again? I know Marshall won Grand.
Marshall won the main grand for open to all performance. Open to all runners, excuse me. Tyreek St. Clair won the 500 for the top 14 performers. The House of Diamante won tag team realness for 200. And I think that was all my cash categories. And Sex Iron went to Pam, ex-Coral, now Diamante, for 100.
I thought the Monica one.
You thought the Who Child one?
Oh, he's a Diamante?
No, that was male sex time. He won male sex time when they had to bring like a vampire. And he wasn't a blonde, he was a Pachote from Buffalo.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's over.
Well, thank you, Athena, for definitely calling in, honey.
Of course, you're welcome. Thank you all again.
Okay, we have another caller. The next caller is 415. 7-4, you're live on the air on the recap show.
Oh, is that us?
Yes, that's you.
Hi. Okay, I'm new to this radio station, but I've been dying to talk to you guys. I'm trying to become in the House of Ebony, and I'm trying to walk November 19th at the ball in L.A.
Okay.
Whose ball is that November 19th?
It's the L.A. Awards ball.
Awards ball.
They gone, honey. The caller's gone now, honey. Bitch. They hung up.
Is she a fighter?
Is she a what?
Is she a fighter?
Oh, I don't know what she is. She hung up.
She wants to be at Ebony.
She hung up, honey, baby. She must be something, honey, in L.A. Do they got Ebony's in L.A.?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh. Because I know Waikia left, Miss Say.
They're still there. And then you got the Oakland ones and the Long Beach ones. They still got Ebony's out there.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah. Mm. It's 15. Mm. You keep writing in this chat room. Ms. London says she want a piece, honey. Hold on. We got another caller. 212-470, you're live on the air.
Hi.
Hi.
I just want to say I listen to your show all the time. I love Nicole. I love you, Miss Kelly, London. You're hilarious. I have a question, though, for Miss Kelly. To join the House of Couture, like, how does that work? Do you have to be, like, a transgender individual, I'm sorry if I'm not saying it correctly, like, can anybody join, or is just like, how does that work?
Yeah, hit me up on Facebook. We're not gonna put that information all across the airwaves. If you have my Facebook, hit me up on Facebook.
Yeah, we're friends on Facebook.
Okay, well, hit me up on Facebook and send me a message.
Okay, and I have another question.
Yes.
How did you feel after you got off the air? I think it was Wednesday. You did your little interview, then Letitia came on. Then after that, I don't know if you listened, but Andre, then he called to dig up Letitia. Like, how did you feel about that?
I didn't feel any type of way.
Because you said he didn't, you know, like, he hit you up on Facebook with, like, a slap in the face. Because I was just thinking, like, that was really rude. You couldn't call in and say congratulations, but, you know?
I didn't feel any type of way. I don't hold anything against anybody, you know. Like, at the end of the day, like I said on Facebook when I was going through my situation that I was going through with my kids, I have no time to sit back and argue and fight and read and hold any grudges against anybody. God would handle everybody in due time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just put everything in the hands of the Lord, and He will definitely work everything out. And everything is definitely going to come around.
It's kind of funny.
So, you know, I learned, I can't sit here and I can't read the House of Mizrahi because I was a part of the House of Mizrahi for over 13 years. I learned a lot of things from the House of Mizrahi, and I did a lot of things in the House of Mizrahi. But now I'm definitely going to take everything that I learned from the House of Mizrahi, and I'm definitely going to put it in the House of Gator, and I'm going to make it a very strong and nasty, powerful house. So stay tuned for the upcoming movie. It's going to be a triple play.
Okay. Well, I'm loving it. Well, thank you, Miss Kelly. Keep doing what you do. Congratulations.
Thank you. I have another caller. My next caller is 216-315. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Yeah, this is Keisha Prepaid. I'm listening. How is everybody doing today? I'm okay. I'm doing good. I'm just listening. Congratulations on everything. And, you know, I'm just listening. I just want to give a shout out to my daddy, Tim Christal. And that's about it. Thank you, everybody.
You're welcome.
Yeah, hey, what's the caller? Keisha.
Yes.
When does Tim, you have anything, any information on his release or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, I talk to him all the time. He'll be out around April of next year.
Okay. Tell him Rodney said what's up.
Okay, I will do that. Rodney Prodigy, correct?
Correct.
Okay, I'll do that.
All righty.
The next caller we have is private caller. You're live on the air on the recap show.
Yes, I was just calling to come press and want to just let you guys know that YK is still at Ebony.
Oh, he is?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh. YK from where?
Joaquin from Oakland.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I had
other
tea that he wasn't.
Well, I actually live out here. I'm at Ebony in California, so we was just all at the ball a few weeks ago. Joaquin's still at Ebony.
Well, he might be at Ebony. He might be at Ebony now, baby, but he's trying to get back in the House of Mizza.
What?
Thank you, Carla.
Kitty cat, kaboom.
Listen, I used to be mother, honey, you know, Miss Sandman,
kitty, kitty,
and you know, things
kitty,
came
kitty,
through
kitty,
my way, honey.
So you insane.
Cat.
The next private caller, you're live on the air. Private caller, you're live on the air. Hello? Yes. Okay, that private caller is gone, honey. If you got any tea or you got anything that you heard that you would like to come up here and you would like to debate, please feel free to definitely press 1 to say live. You'll be live on the air, honey, and you could definitely put it all out there, Miss Tang, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Baby.
Nicole, why are you humming like that?
Because she's a kiki, Miss Tang, huh?
You a mess, Kelly.
Honey, what else y'all want to know, Miss Tang, honey?
Mm-hmm.
I want to know, Miss Tang. All right,
Daddy.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question for you.
Yes.
What was going on with you and Amori last night with my house son, her gay son?
You, this is the thing, right? And everybody wants to sit here and everybody wants to try to make me seem like I'm dumb, okay? I've been watching this chat for a long time. Rogus Amori, Rogus Davina, and all these girls, okay? It was no shade to him, but he started out as Rogue Femme. And he was not cutting it in Vogue Femme, so he went to Realness with a Twist. Miss Amori want to feel it on the sideline like she said, Miss Thing. And I keep telling these girls, don't come for me, okay? Because I will check her, Miss Thing, and I will let these girls know. They keep forgetting, Miss Thing. I was the mother for 3.5 years, Miss Thing. I know all their flaws and everything that they should been, that they should have been getting chopped on, Miss Thing. So they would want to keep it cute with me, Miss Thing. That child, when he came out, he Vogue down. It's no shade to him. He Vogue down. But when he came out, he was a motherfucking Vogue Femme, and he was not colored in Vogue Femme, and he went to Realness with a Twist. Because the first time I ever seen him Vogue, I gave him that he Vogue in a mask the first time I ever seen him Vogue, and I thought it was Amori until he took off the mask.
Right. I thought it was all performance that he'd been walking
no,
against.
No, he was walking Vogue Femme against Davina and all of those girls at Rumbles and everything, and then he went from Vogue Femme to Realness with a Twist. And then Miss Amori wanted to be feeling it on the sideline like she's fab and she's grand prize. She's not, Miss Thing, okay? Baby, these girls need to keep it cute, Miss Thing. It's a lot of girls, Miss Thing, and I'm not gonna try to be shady or be real with a lot of these, Miss Thing. A lot of these girls need to keep it cute, Miss Thing, because the only reason they over there and they in that house, Miss Thing, because the girls didn't see them when they came to the house to join the house, Miss Thing. But I was the motherfucker. I was one of the higher ups with a lot of power, Miss Thing, and overvoted over a lot of these girls, Miss Thing, for them to get in the house. So they need to keep it cute.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell is going on?
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah, I have a question. Is it true you left your house because Isaac Mizrahi, after all the Mizrahis for stealing his name?
I'm going to leave.
I didn't want to get sued, honey. They didn't want them to sue me, honey. I ain't got no money, honey. They said they were going to take my TVs and everything, baby.
Well, I think Harold better run because I heard that they're off to Balenciagas and I know he can't run fast.
Oh, my God, babe. Please don't start on Harold because, you know, Harold will definitely call in here, honey. We ain't got time for Harold tonight, honey.
She
doesn't
want none
of this
piece of me.
She don't want a piece of you?
No.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Rodney, did you catch that? Did you catch that intro for that Tony got last night, Rodney?
Yes.
I caught that intro, Miss Thing. I want to know about that intro, Miss Thing. I really want to know about that intro. Because I don't know, where did this $7,500 come from? I want to know where that came from.
What intro?
The intro that Tony got last night. He got a fab intro. And he was $7,500, Miss Thing. I want to know about that intro.
$7,500? You don't know. All right. This is your show.
Hold on. We got a private caller. You're live on the air.
Yes, it's a few things that I've heard, and I want to put it out there since I guess we're, like, spilling tea and things.
Oh, shit. No.
One of the things I heard is that Nadia Milan is now Nadia Garcon. Another thing I heard was Josh Milan is supposed to be going back to Josh Ebony, and so is Berlin Allure. And another thing I want to know is what is actually going on with the House of Allure? It seems like the house is falling down. Ever since a lot of these new members have entered the house, nobody has won grand prize since being in the house. It just seems to me the House of Allure is just tired now. Another thing that I want to say is the House of Prodigy, the Realness with the Twist is like some of the best twisters I've ever seen. I do want to say the House of Khan. I do like the House of Khan, and I like the House of Ebony. And then another, the last thing I want to know, is anybody going to that ball that's in Dayton and they're supposed to be giving out like over $7,000 or something like that? And that's about it.
All right. Well, I haven't decided to go to the ball.
Please feel free to definitely press one, honey. We'll definitely be here live on the air, honey. Well, baby. I heard some of that to you, Miss Thing. I didn't want to put it out there, Miss Thing, but I did hear some of that. I don't know, honey.
I heard the tea about the new I did call
some of my reliable sources and the House of Milan, Miss Thing, and they gave the very that Nadia is still in Milan, you know. She's still talking in the Milan chat room, Miss Thing, so she's still in Milan. So I don't know how true that is, Miss Thing. We have to wait in, we have to wait until the weekend after Rodney's ball to see, Miss Thing, will she walk for the motherfucking $1,500 at the ball in L.A. So they got Fem Queens Hayes for $1,500. We got to see if she's going to come out as a Milan or is she coming out as a garçon. So we have to wait and see. We don't know. So, honey, but, oof, child. Yeah, back to that intro. That intro was a lot. So, Nicole, what you got on that tee? I told you. Miss London, you started, Miss London. And Miss London, here's your interview, Miss London. How was live on the air, London?
Yes. Hello, Rodney.
What happened?
Hey, Rodney, Sheldon, Kelly, and Radio Legend. Hey, honey.
Yeah, he called you Radio Legend.
Why, thank you.
Oh, no, I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, shit. So who's the Radio Legend, Harold?
Huh?
Oh, I just wanted to know how much was your receipt from Dylan's.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you over Big Ben.
Who's the Radio Legend?
Hold on, London. Harold, who's the Radio Legend? Who's Big Ben?
No, Big Ben is a clock in London.
In London.
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No,
I didn't know that.
Huh?
That wasn't funny.
I want to know who you came up here. You used to call everybody, yo, who's the Radio Legend? Who's the Radio Legend?
I want to know who's the Radio Legend, too.
I mean,
aren't y'all legends on the radio? So when y'all be radio legends?
No.
Wait a minute, I don't know.
I'm definitely a radio legend because I am last bitch standing and doing the radio shows when all the girls came, but I'm far from a radio legend.
Hit the brakes. Calm down.
Yo.
I'm a little bothered. Shoosh.
Oh, God, you came up here to be giving your sarcastic. And that must be because y'all was working at the doors and then y'all won y'all $10,000.
We was working at the door. So basically.
No, I'm just saying.
She spent money on food. Hold on.
Because, you know, since you said that. So explain the logic to me. Put it together.
I mean, I don't know. Why don't we allow the people to do that, Harold?
No.
Just think about it. Let's just take a moment. Be quiet. Let me just excuse you. Listen first. You said, let me make a logic for it. Okay, you won the $10,000.
You've been quiet for so long, and now all of a sudden you've just gotten all out of control. Calm down. You're just so
No. Rodney, come on. Don't go patronizing me. That don't work for me, sweet cheeks. You're coming up here with your calm voice because you're 10,000 richer in Mike's house. Listen, I'm asking a question. You said to make a logic to it. I'm going to make a logic to it. I won $10,000. One category before the Revlons could have won the runway for 5 points. You were 19. They were 15. You and your whole house represented.
No.
16,
they
were 16, and
August
was 19.
That's what I just said. Oh, they 14. Sorry, Kelly.
No.
It's 14 they had, he said.
Okay, so again, your whole point is, so I guess that we paid the individuals to have the fight or whatever the case. I mean, you know what, Nicole?
Well, who thought that? I didn't think that. I thought I was just analyzing how everybody else has been. But thank you for giving me that. I didn't put that in there.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes,
Rodney. I'll be calling you after the show for my cut, please. Thank you.
Oh, you get a cut,
for
too?
Your cut.
Oh,
really?
Shit.
Okay.
Who else got a cut, Nicole?
Ain't that it?
London?
The girls make up all kind of things.
I love that. Y'all got to get into the voice.
But I just wanted to say hello and, you know, whatever the case. It's time to go to bed and all. So have a wonderful night. Oh, yeah, right, London, because I'm sleeping on the floor, right?
Not no more.
Yeah.
Not with
that
$10,000.
You know, when a bitch gets money, she acts funny.
I know that. That's a whole nother show that won't come on, right?
You get off work tomorrow, come by the job. Vaughn told me to give you some flyers to pass out the little mini ball or something that you're supposed to be.
We don't care what people say, we know the truth.
Jasmine.
See what I mean?
Hello. Stop cutting me off.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jasmine.
Hey,
Jasmine. Yeah, hi. I'm in collaboration with you, I guess, on something.
What was that comment about?
Oh, what comment?
Nicole?
Yes.
What was the comment?
The comment had nothing to do with you, lady CEO. I was asking the one who came up here with the broadly, you know, confidence voice about his money that he was running. It had nothing to do with you. So you coming here
Nicole,
to what?
Nicole,
I'm talking
really.
To Rodney.
I mean, Harold.
Nicole, we know you speak for the people, Nicole, which is what you're supposed to do. But what I want to clarify something really quickly, because I put an end to all the rumors and all the speculations. It's always something. So people are saying what, Nicole? That the Balenciagas were working the door?
The door, the bar, they were orchestrating. They thought that you was coming out as the overall Balenciaga because they were so in cahoots with everything and was having a part of everything that, you know, I said she would never leave her name. Harold would have to take couture with it, but everyone thought you was coming out as the overall mother or that
I
you
told,
were dinner.
I told everybody a long time ago that I'm not coming out as overall mother Balenciaga. That's the first
And they also
thing.
Also
so
know
people,
that you and Harold are really good friends. And, you know, Harold has, you know, I love him down. He's everything for the House of Balenciaga. That has nothing to do. But, you know, Harold has this thing with him. So, you know, he came up here with, you know, just like London said, he got the money. So I just made the point that everyone has been making and everyone
no,
is afraid to say.
I know that you speak for the people, but
Jasmine,
I want people to understand something. Harold, hold on a second.
Oh, look, you're attacking me. in the building.
Listen, the Balenciagas, as far as BB, has been working with me for years when it comes time for the ball. So she happened to be one of the people that worked the ball for the collections ball, and this is not the first collections ball that she has worked. She constantly has been working doors. But I was family at the door, not just BB. That was family. So for people to sit there and think. What?
Why are you explaining? I mean, the people
because
that came
that, because
party,
I give people because
oh,
I
why
give
she explaining
people,
because she can out $15,000 one night and $1,500 the next night.
The
that's why.
That attend, the people that attended the ball saw what was going on.
And
okay,
those are the people that are talking.
Anybody that can sit back and offer speculation from La La Land, okay, that's all it is.
Miss
no
Harold,
point.
Kick rocks,
okay, well,
no shoes,
no
sweetie.
Point.
Ain't nobody
no,
making
but...
no speculations. No, wait, hold on, Jasmine. Ain't nobody making no speculations. I'm telling you blatantly in your fucking ear that this is what's being said about you. Ain't nobody, I don't make speculations.
Okay.
I speak and I direct it directly. This is what was said, Jasmine. So many people have came, leaders, people, and have offered their opinion about Miss Harold and your and y'all together at the ball and everyone working. I just spoke it. No one else did, Harold. So I'm not making a speculation because I personally don't give a fuck. I didn't get no money,
well,
and you didn't give me
well,
a cut.
So again,
and when Rodney, you get
Jasmine.
Your cut, could you give me some? Because everybody's getting cuts, and
so,
I ain't get one.
So, Jasmine,
don't get a cut!
Can I get a
fucking
cut? Let me just say this.
Well, then, if that's
so,
the case, well,
so,
let me
again,
get a cut,
because
I was the one being fair.
Wait, hold on a second. So, again, if we're going to go to a logical conclusion, was a Balenciaga sitting at the door, one of five people, was a Balenciaga working behind the bar, what, okay,
mm-hmm.
what point does that have to do with anything that the judges on the judges panel, all judges from different houses, what does that have to do with the judges on the judges panel? That's the only question I want to know.
Oh, wow. I mean, it depends on how far a person can go in their thoughts. And I'm sure that they can come up with a logical reason of something to put. You remember, this is what faggots do, Harold, right? So you just
but
said it a minute
asking,
ago. They speak and make speculations and assumptions.
We're asking for the point of logic. That's what we're asking for. We don't want to just sit here on.
Yeah,
all right,
let me tell you the point of logic I'm expressing to you from our other people and from where I would be thinking and where I'm coming from. If you won $10,000 at a ball that your house were basically had everything to do with. So otherwise, people would be thinking, Jasmine, and just think like Jasmine, take yourself out of your position and think how people will speculate the word you use, Harold, that you know, there could be something going on. Now, let's get deeper. Then the categories was cut, and you had the most points, and the House of Revlon was running on your ass. And when they ran on the ass, you got all the money. They lost out, and that was the end of the ball. Congratulations, Harold.
Nicole, you paint a phenomenal story.
Yes, and so do you. And so do you. And now you got an even better story to paint because you got $10,000. Good luck, and I'm congratulations to you.
The bottom line is, we do this all for the fun of it. You know, when it comes down to $10,000, it is nice for a house to say that they accomplished. But, I mean, really, where is $10,000 going? Like, you know, when you split it up amongst people that have won categories, when the house gives back all the members their entry fee. So
a lot of everybody in the House of Balenciaga walk out of there a lot more richer than they came in. Amen. Moving on. That's where it goes. So, okay,
so,
congratulations.
So basically what you're saying is worth compromising your integrity to walk out of there potentially, you know, with
I mean, are you speaking for yourself or are you speaking for me? Because that's not what I said.
I'm just speaking again.
Oh, well, that's an overstatement. That's something else some pastors, the people can consider to think about when they think about this. I don't know.
Well, again, the bottom line is that we had more than half the people that in the house that came to participate didn't even get a chance to walk. So I guess, you know, we just slighted those individuals that, you know, were waiting to walk Legendary Runway, Schoolboy, Pretty Boy, Stem Queen Realness, Trans Man Realness, Realness as a House. So, you know, all those people were just, you know, we just, you know, shut down the ball and said, oh, pay our members.
London started this.
Well, I got a question. I just got a question that just came across. Yahoo, and the question is, they said, Harold, are you paying Martin more than $100 now since you won the $10,000?
Paying Martin what?
More than $100 to sleep on the couch.
Darling, first of all, Kelly, let me explain anything to you.
Don't
explain it to me. Explain it to the person that sent it on Yahoo.
First of all, Harold doesn't sleep on a couch. Okay. And Harold could probably be doing like a lot of the other girls right now and moving into studios and one bedrooms or whatever the case. But my focus is on purchasing a house. So when you have that type of rapport with an individual that is willing to help a person get on their feet, as opposed to doing what a lot of the, never mind, I'm not going to even get into that, but.
Get into it.
Please.
No. It's no point. It's no point because at the end of the day, where are we going with it?
Well, you know, Nicole loves a good debate.
I mean,
he said to help. So everybody, I'm sure Kelly got people in her house that she helps get on her feet. I'm sure Jasmine, you have helped people get on their feet. We all go through that. Everybody does that at one point.
I ain't helping
a
motherfucker get on their feet. I'm
sorry.
Oh, shit. Let me tell you
something.
Damn,
Jasmine.
Let me explain something. Nicole, before you, you know what, again, I don't even have to go there.
No, I mean, Harold, that's up to you. Just, it's up
right.
to you. I'm 34
right.
years. It's up to you. It is up to you. Do what you feel
right.
need necessary.
Right. Necessary.
Well, the only
thing I can say
is congratulations. Well, congratulations to the House of Balenciaga.
Thank you, Selvin. I appreciate it. And, you know, we've already had our chat.
Yeah.
You know, and thank you, you know, for your support.
I live for, you know, the show was just going so nice, calm, cool, and collect, Miss Day. Miss London mentioned Harold's name, and I knew as soon as she mentioned his name, he was going to call in here, Miss Day.
Okay, can I say something when I want to say without getting cut off?
Oh, sorry.
Bottom line is every collections ball, everyone that has passed, any ball that I'm affiliated with, it's always the same thing, so I'm used to it. But people need to sit back and really look at the outcome of everything. The people that assist me with the balls are pretty much the same people that always assist me. The people you see at the doors are the people that you always see at the doors, pretty much. So they're always going to run with it. And at the next collections ball, it'll be a new one, so I'm used to it. People need to stop worrying about all that bullshit and worry about either getting your house together and competing, worry about your individual category, worry about judging correctly, and stop worrying about all that other stuff because it always happens. The same people that you've seen at the ball at the last collections ball is pretty much what you've seen at this collections ball, and it's been happening like that ever since. So I ignore it. And Nicole, when you hear it from people, ignore it too. Or just tell them to call me directly because it doesn't make any sense, really.
Yeah, it's not. Hold on, y'all. Don't go no place, honey. Don't go no place. Give me a minute and 30 seconds, honey. What's in the name?
Father James and Father Rodney present What's in the Name, Saturday, November 12th at 6 p.m., 1299 Amsterdam Avenue between West 121st Street and West 122nd Street, Harlem, New York, New York. Grand prize, open to all scene realness. One male, one female figure, two trophies, one cash award of $1,000. Mini grand prize. Open to all runway, cash prize of $500. Butch Queen, Master of Vogue, invitation only. One trophy, one cash prize of $350, less $10 for acceptance fee. Butch Queen Face, one cash prize of $250. Butch Queen Realist with a Twist, one cash prize of $250. Femme Queen Legendary Performance, one cash prize of $200. Father James from Father Rodney presents What's in the Name, Saturday, November 12th, 6 p.m. in Harlem. We'll see you there.
Yes, we will definitely see you there. I will be in the building, honey. I will definitely be in the building. Honey, what?
Rodney.
Yes.
Did you accept me on Facebook?
No.
I tried to, but I don't know what's going on. I tried to. I gotta
send you another ad thing, cause you keep saying ad something. I didn't even know what you were talking about.
Are you doing the ball on Saturday? I mean Sunday or Saturday, wherever it's, what day it is.
What ball?
Andre.
Ball yeah.
I'll see you there.
Oh yeah. We gotta talk too.
You gotta get your.
Okay. We're doing a question and answer session tomorrow night for Tens of Chops for everybody who have questions about the ball and about the categories for clarity and stuff like that. But just so I know, there are no productions for any category. No productions.
You hear me, Rodney?
Say it again.
I said make sure you call me. It's a deja vu.
Okay.
You read between the lines.
Yeah.
Call me on your mind, because you was over there hooning, and I know you got some other things on your mind. Get it out.
I'm not ready.
I want to know what's on your mind, because you was hooning and you're humming, and I know you're my sister for years, so you got something else on your breath.
I'm fine. I'm great. Well, I was listening to I'm great.
Okay, well, hold on. Let's see what these callers got to say. Private caller, you're live on the recap show.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, this is Kiki calling back with some more tea for tonight's show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead.
I had a few things. Whatever happened with Temptress and Trigony and Barbie coming out in the House of Ebony at the Chanel bar?
I don't know.
Trigony came out. Trigony walked at the Ebony.
So Trigony did come out?
Yes.
Okay, and then why did the Ebony's make themselves look like a fool when Temptress got caught out as the Ebony, but then she said she's 007, and then the tea that I got was she's 007 because now she's about to be a car sign. Can anybody confirm that?
Well, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I'll call and find out.
Okay, thanks, everybody.
Man. You're welcome, baby. If you got any more tea, call back in. We'll be here.
You already know I will.
Okay. 469547, you're live on the air.
Hello, Kelly, Selvin, Nicole.
Hey.
This is Danny.
Hey.
Arthur Danny Escada. How are you?
Hey, Dan.
What's up, Danny?
Not much. How's it going, Rodney?
I'm good. How's Texas?
It's good. I cannot complain. Y'all need to come down here and play a little bit. Hopefully we get it shaking soon. And I want to also thank you for handing me my first loss in Chicago.
No problem. I try to, and I walk, I teach. You know, we had that talk in Baltimore.
Already. But I just wanted to call in. This was actually my second time listening to the show, so been listening. Y'all had a little commotion going on not long ago, but seems like things have calmed down a little bit.
It's all right. You know, Miss London called, and Miss London was here, and she riled up the girls, honey, and you know.
And Kelly, hello? You didn't respond to my message on Facebook as well.
You said what?
You didn't respond to my message on Facebook.
It's been so much that's going on, and so many people have been hitting me up and, you know, trying to join Nas Couture. I don't be answering no messages on Facebook. I don't even be looking at them. I'll be paying the money. It's just too much. It's overwhelming for me right now.
Okay. Well, I'm going to send you another one and check it out because I definitely want a response so I can confirm you for something.
Okay. So definitely send me a message and I'll check it before I go to bed tonight.
Okay. Will do. Y'all
okay.
Have a good night. All righty.
All
right,
London.
Yes.
You riled up the show. How was there?
How are you still mad at me? My phone died. Congratulations.
I don't think Harold wants to talk to you.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yes, you round Nicole up, honey. You got Nicole started.
Nicola, don't get your blood pressure up.
Oh, congratulations. My God, honey. It is a kiki. I'm enjoying myself, honey. I'm ultra tired, honey, but sitting here, I'm enjoying myself, honey. I'm really enjoying it. Rodney, how much is the table at your function?
Say it again.
How much is the table?
$150.
Oh, because I need a table for me and my four members.
What?
I need a motherfucking table for me and my four fucking members. We is not going to be standing around. We need a fucking table.
That girl is crazy.
Getting me a table for me and my four members. We gonna have us a motherfucking table, honey. We gonna be sitting down, parents. Honey, my appointment is at 6 o'clock at Mac. You say after I leave Mac, I'm coming straight up the block. I'm walking from 125th and 7th and 8th up to the motherfucking board, Miss Thing. Me and my four members need our table.
Well, I just got money from a house of 007. They got a table. I'm like, okay.
Well, okay, well, you see, if the 007's got a table, bitch, you know the couture's got to have a motherfucking table, Miss Dang. We don't want to be standing around in the back, Miss Dang, borrowing people's tables, Miss Dang, because we ain't purchased a table, Miss Dang, and it was a free table at the function, so we threw our bags on top of the table and stuff and stood at the table all night. We don't want to be doing that. The couture's don't want to be doing that like that other house did, Miss Thing. I ain't going to mention no names.
Kelly, can I be a couture?
Yeah, you can be a couture.
Let me know when you're ready to go.
Oh, Kelly, we will not be doing that.
Miss London can be in the house, Miss Thing. She can be my spokesmodel.
I don't know.
London
can be my spokesmodel.
See what you walk.
She
walks European women. She told y'all this before.
Exactly.
And I don't know what European performance is.
She described the category to us. It's just a lot of stand in one place and do your thing. You don't jump on the floor and you don't hit your back and you don't
that
do
that sounds
anything.
Like hand performance to me.
London, let him know.
It's actually the soft and comfy one. You have to move slow and you have to go with the flow.
I know that's why I'm going
to. Well, I'm going to make sure I've got a video up on YouTube so you guys can actually see me.
Bitch, I can't wait for this video to go up. Oh, bitch, let me tell you, I got to say congratulations to Prince, Alex, Laomi, Deshaun. And the new cunt that they put in they are versions of Vogue Evolution that just came back from Hong Kong, bitch, this morning. They went to Hong Kong and their appearance in Hong Kong and everything. Bitch, it was sad, Miss Thing. Girl, y'all going to Kiki when Laomi picked this motherfucking video up, bitch. This motherfucking man, Nicki Minaj, Miss Thing. He read Miss Nicki Minaj so fucking fierce.
Oh!
This Chinese man, this gay Chinese man at the club Laomi was at, baby. He read Miss Nicki Minaj so fierce, Miss Thing. He said he's repping Brooklyn, Miss Thing. Fuck Miss Nicki garbage, Miss Thing. And it's all about Little Kim, the queen bee. When Laomi put this video up, bitch, y'all going to fall out at this video. This Chinese queen is reading Miss Nicki Minaj down.
Hey, shit.
It was a kiki. It was really a kiki. I enjoyed the video. And I enjoyed all the pictures. I need to go to Hong Kong, Miss Thing, honey, baby. Miss Hong Kong was sad, Miss Thing, honey.
We know why you want to go to Hong Kong, Kelly.
Oh, yeah, I want to go. Let me tell you something. In the last 2 months, two of my daughters done went out the country, okay? My daughter Kat brought me back this stuff, and it's called tight skin, Miss Thing, and you rub it all on your legs and everything, Miss Thing, on the bottom part of your body, and it tightens up the fat, Miss Thing. I've been using her for the last couple of weeks. She works fabulous. So now my daughter Laomi left. That was my daughter Kat. and she went to London and she brought that back for me. Miss Naomi went to motherfucking London girls out there. I mean, to Hong Kong, honey. And they got this motherfucking shot in Hong Kong girls that you shoot in your nose and you can mold your nose any way you want for the 6 months.
Mm-hmm.
No, I need to go to Hong Kong. I need a piece of that. And I need to go to Hong Kong for other reasons, too, Miss Thing, because I know ain't none of the girls ever been to Hong Kong, honey.
For the stuff you got to do.
And Sister Cool, you know, bitch, I'm the diva that they always talk about, because I need to get to Miss Hong Kong. All I need is 24 hours in Hong Kong and back on my plane, baby. I'm going to need to get to Hong Kong. I know ain't none of the girls never been to Hong Kong.
How are you going to get all that stuff?
Be ready for me.
How are you going to get all the stuff
back? When I come back.
How are you going to get all the stuff back to the States?
Oh, baby, I'm going to FedEx her. They got FedEx in Hong Kong.
Holly, did you say your daughter was in London?
Yes.
Can you ask her if she slept with my man?
I'm going to have to call Kat to find out if she slept with your man, but I don't think she slept with your man because she don't like men.
Okay,
so crazy.
I don't even like lesbians, so if you don't mess with lesbians, I don't think she slept with your man. Yes.
Do they do that in London? London, do they do that in London?
What, still bitches man?
No, the transsexuals sleep with the dykes and stuff, and the dykes and stuff down there.
No, the dykes aren't really dykes out here.
Okay.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Not really a lot. They look
Who's
hard.
Playing the choir psalms in the background?
Okay.
Miss Emily. Miss London, Miss 15 is in the chat room, and she wanted to know, what is your 3 digits after 215?
Why?
Why?
I don't like 15 inches. 8 inches and better.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
So she doesn't need my number?
I want Miss 15 to call in here, Miss Amy. Miss 15 is not calling in here, honey. I want her to call in.
She's calling from her Uvu. She doesn't have one.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit. I forget how far we want
to... Are you asking a question about the introduction?
Yeah, hold on. We got a private caller is back. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Yes, this is Jamaica, man. I have 2 questions, man. One, my first question, man, is it true that, my first question is I want to know how many teeth Selvin got, man. And my second question, man, is I want to know, is it true that Charmaine Escada beat up Rodney a few years back, man? That's all, man. Oh,
Jamaica! You come back up on this phone. You don't go nowhere.
Yes, I
well,
am, man.
Jamaica, right here. The answer is no.
Okay, now, Selvin, mother gone.
Well, and Selvin, I want to know how many teeth you got, man, because every time I see you on the microphone, man, I don't see all your teeth, madam. So I want to know, madam, do you have a denture, madam, or do you just no teeth, madam?
Okay, well, one, you sound like Jamaica Queen.
Yeah,
there's
thank
nothing
you.
Jamaica about you. That's number one.
And it sounds like you're talking with your tongue, madam.
Two.
See your citizen
find
by the
right,
mouth, madam.
Find the right city, state, or country.
Oh, your breath stinks,
wrong,
madam. You have
Jamaicans,
no teeth, madam.
Jamaicans don't talk
your breath
like
smells
that.
Like shit, madam.
Don't even, hello, you're not going to come on here and talk spit that on my time, okay? You fight
oh,
and
Miss London, my damn. It's not my fault. Miss Selvin doesn't
you
have any teeth in her mouth, madam.
No, you, madam,
I
you
have
don't
no agent
down.
Either.
You have no teeth by the mouth, madam.
I don't have no agent either.
Yes, you
negative
do. That's why you
two.
Have no teeth. You're
negative
slowly but
two.
Surely decreasing your weight, my dog.
Negative one and two.
Oh, my
God.
I just wanted to know how many teeth you have.
Nicole,
evidently,
Nicole,
the number, like
Nicole,
everybody
Nicole.
Said, is five. You guys
Nicole,
have a nice
it?
Day, my dom.
It's negative one and two.
Okay. One and two. Now, Jamaican Street Bat, what a beat, Patty. And Nicole, the Crystal Ball.
Oh, everybody's going to come up now with a different character. London, you see what you're about to start?
Yeah,
it's going to be a trend.
I'm starting an epidemic.
Yes, uh-huh. Everybody's going to be calling from foreign countries.
Yeah.
And you know what? But you know what? I'd rather have none of that than none of that.
Oh, shit.
I can fix my problem.
Well, what I got to say is to that is, after these messages, we be right back.
That's the good thing about it, is that if I wanted to, I can fix that problem.
Oh, they said, somebody just hit me up in the chat room, and they said, Jamaica is Mrs. Prodigy Balenciaga.
What happened?
Somebody in the chat room just said, Miss Jamaica is Memphis X Prodigy Balenciaga.
Okay,
oh, the Balenciaga.
At the end of the day, I don't care. It don't matter. I'm not bitter. I'm not sad. I don't want to take a gun. I want to ricochet.
Nope. Shh. Don't do this.
At the end of the day, it's negative one and two. So I can be toothless, like I said. Number one, it don't stop my show, just like it don't stop my boat, because I still pick up Gates and Boo Boo Kitty. And I'm 39 with no disease, but diabetes.
You don't ask me,
and
you don't ask me what time it was.
Hold on, we got another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Bro, tell me.
Yo, what's up? This is Vengeance 007. What it do, TS and Chops?
What is
Vengeance? You said Vengeance?
Yes, Vengeance, V-E-N-G-E-N-C-E. I was calling because if y'all said Jamaica Man was Memphis Balenciaga, he's a thief. That dirty Chicago girl. Let me tell you, at the Indianapolis ball, that bitch stole the pot money since Malcolm Balenciaga want to know. That bitch took the money off the motherfucking table and put it in her little bitty ass bra with her thieving ass. Yes, that bitch stealing money. She's stealing pot money. It was only $120. But that bitch took it. I seen her. She put it in her motherfucking bra, and that bitch walked off, and that bitch still got paid for commentating and took Malcolm's $120. What type of house member is that? That's why them late ass Agas won that ball, Nicole. You right. They were spectating, you know. Carol broke the whole motherfucking panel off $20, bitch. He gave me $20.
Get rid of her.
No, girl, get rid
of her. Shut the fuck up.
And if anybody else is listening, I'm not bitter. I'm happy.
Oh, my God, honey.
Trust me when I tell you I'm happy. Right, Nicole?
Oh, Miss Sang. Let me stop being messy. I was about to be messy and spill some tea, Miss Sang, honey, but I ain't even going to do it, Miss Sang, honey. Miss Sang, and this is the type of shit y'all want to be having? Ugh, girl, Miss Sang, I feel bad
what?
For y'all.
Hello.
Sorry.
Yeah, I had a call on a red phone. You know, I'm always getting calls.
How was it doing?
Oh,
what you got from the red phone?
Well, Jasmine.
Yeah.
The CEO, Kala E.
I just want to say personally that I'm not excusing or making any assumptions about your affiliation. I'm just making assumptions about their affiliation. So I don't want you to think that I am trying to put anything out, you know, or whatever. It is what the people say. I'm not afraid to say what I hear them say. So I just want you to know it's not towards you. But, you know, I'm pretty sure if you say press the one, they'll all have something to say about the Argon.
They all can do it.
Well, if anybody got anything to say about the August, please.
There's no fans. That's not what this show is about.
Miss Tang, honey, press one, honey. The floor is open, Miss Tang, girl. What the fuck, honey?
Baby, listen, they've been saying
no, but I love Harold, and it's no really shade. I hope he just taking that there. I love a good debate. Harold always come up ready and, you know, to get in, so let's get it in. It's no juice. No juice at all. It's not that serious for me. Oh.
Well, I guess nobody don't got nothing to say, honey.
All right for you.
But, Jasmine, what's been going on after the late, you know, after things has gone, what died down? You sound a lot better, because when you go flying from across the seas, you get a, you know, a cold. So you sound a lot better. How's everything been going for you and with you?
Everything's cool. Just getting myself back to normal.
Cool. I have a question. Are you ever going to participate in any of your house productions or anything if needed?
Of course I am. It's my house, so I'm going to definitely be being way more active than I was before as far as my house goes and what we're doing and my vision and all the rest of that stuff.
Mm-hmm. Well, I see a lot of people trying to figure out how they can join. All right, Ms.
It's not going to happen like that. It's not going to be that easy. It's just like, you know, when I open up my company, a lot of people wanted to work for me. It's not that easy just to come work for Jasmine, be a part of Jasmine's establishment or anything like that. It's not going to be that easy.
Do you have to go through a training course to be a couture?
Yes, bitch, I love it. Aloha, Justin, but that is really, think about it. If you think about the delicacy of your name, and like you said, for a company, when you said that, I just started going real deep with it. Sometimes people are very careful who they pick for loyalty reasons, for wondering about the purpose that that person may want to join the house. You know, everybody thinks you're the rich bitch. And, you know, just a lot of Kelly, you being, you know, a defender and a provider for your kids and how, just saying. So I'm going to ask the same thing that Jazz London said. Do they have to go a training course?
I want to say a training course, but, you know, it's going to have to be kind of thorough.
Okay. Okay.
Well, wait, are you going blonde this weekend?
Okay, because she changed her hair color like she changed her panties.
She know why. She know why. She knows why she keep keyed, honey. Baby, honey. Yes, honey. Girl, ain't nothing a motherfucking secret when it comes to me, Miss Faye, honey.
That's good. That's real good. Yeah, that's real good. That's the problem. That's real good.
The girls got 26 motherfucking moles in their motherfucking company, Miss Faye. Start eliminating them. Choose one.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit.
Miss Faye. Girl.
That's why I said it needs to be thorough, honey, because you see the bullshit that happens?
I've been calling you live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes, this is Kiki calling back with some more tea.
Hey,
Kiki.
Just know that Miss Kiki is going to be a regular caller like London. I stay getting the tea, and I'm going to stay calling on Mondays just to dish the tea.
Let's
see. So first thing that I want to know.
Oh.
Hello?
Somebody's echoing. Get away from your computer because I think London was saying somebody's echoing.
Oh, I wanted to tell a caller, don't use your name and my name in a sentence, please.
But I did. But now I would like to say regarding the Detroit chapter of Mizrahi, the mother, the one who, you know, she paints very, very heavy on her face. When is the last time she's won grand prize? Like, I think I've seen her win grand prize. Maybe the last time was in, like, 2003, 2004. So is that what the House of Mizrahi is doing nowadays, just giving people these positions, and none of them are walking, let alone winning grand prize?
Well, I don't know. Maybe we should actually you put you on hold and have a representative from the House of Mizrahi to come up here and tell you what exactly are they doing, because there isn't any on the phone. So anybody on the phone line, if you are Mizrahi, the young lady Kiki has a question about what is the House of Mizrahi doing, and maybe you guys can come up there and help them out. Help her out, excuse me.
And then I have another thing.
Go ahead.
About the House of Mishka.
Who?
The House of Mishka.
It's in Chicago. Go ahead, baby.
Yes. What is that house all about? Because I haven't seen one Mishka walk a bar, let alone snatch a trophy, since the house has even been started.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just keeping it real. I love this show, and I love how Miss Kelly keeps it real, and I'm going to keep it real. But if you're going to have a house, and if you're going to start a new house, number one, when you win this major bars, you need to have a house table, number one. Number two, if you're going to open up a new house, your members need to be walking, number two. Now, number three, if you are going to have a new house, not only do your members need to be walking, but they need to be snatching trophies. Now, that's number three. Now, number four, you have these leaders.
Oh, bloody.
Yes, Miss London.
London, let her speak seriously because she's on point with what she's saying.
Okay, and number four, it's like a lot of these houses have these leaders, and it's like, number one, what have you done in the ballroom scene? Nine times out of ten, you're a mother or a father, but you're not even a legend, a statement, or a star. So I'm kind of confused on the house progression that's been going on in the Midwest. It just seems like it's just a foolery to me.
That's over, but I have just one response to that last question, because I've been thinking about that. I think that's the problem with the ballroom scene. I don't think it's just about what you've done in the ballroom scene. It's what have you done, period, to be in any step. You always have to do something to get to the next step, and everybody's getting all these steps but haven't doing nothing. So the question should be, what have they done, period, to be a mother or a leader?
Exactly. And then it's like, for instance, these houses.
Well,
that's why, for instance, with Kelly in her new house, you want to know if you're in a house.
Oh, there's another private caller? DVD's restricted.
Oh, you're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Control, Ms. Rahi, please shut up.
Excuse me?
Control, Ms. Rahi, please shut up.
This is not
stop
control, Ms. Rahi, baby.
Yes,
I will actually be at
no
Rodney's ball
calling
on the 12th. My name is Kiki, and I'm going to make sure I stand next to Selvin while she's on the mic, and I'm going to let everybody know who Kiki is. I'm not no scary bitch. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Kentrell.
And thank you, lateness.
All right.
Okay, here we go. We got one more caller. Stay right there, Kiki. 347-413. You're live on the air.
Hey, Kelly. Hey, Rodney. Hey, Jasmine. I got a question.
Yes.
So, Kelly, can either you or Jasmine confirm the tea for me?
So we can't confirm anything.
Sure.
Oh,
I can confirm it. Go ahead.
We cannot confirm anything, honey. Keep it in the motherfucker. Keep it in the shady factory. We cannot confirm anything, Naima. You wait until the 12th, like I said in the chat room, and y'all find out everything on the 12th. We're not going to confirm or deny anything. Okay? I already know your question. You, Naima, we'll see you on the 12th at Rodney's Ball. Y'all
okay.
Wait on the 12th and find out.
Okay, well, put me back
Kelly.
On there.
Yes.
Naima, ask your question.
Okay. All right, I'll ask another question. I'm not going to ask that question, Kelly, but I'll ask another question.
Hey, go ahead.
Is it true that Jaquan left and came over to Couture?
There, as of today, what is today's date? There are two members of the House of Couture, and that is Kelly and myself.
Ooh. So you're saying
Jaquan? Jaquan is not a Couture, and I heard that earlier. Jaquan is not a Couture. Just because you see people surrounded by me does not make them a member of anything that I have to do with. Again, this goes back to the same thing at the collections ball, because it was Jaquan and his family also that was assisting me with that ball. And just because you see my son, who is my gay son, around me does not mean he's a part of my establishment. Jaquan has been my gay son for the past 3 years. So he was always in Ebony, and that's where he, as of what I know, he's still in Ebony, but he's not a Couture.
Okay, all right.
Okay, thank you, Naima.
Ooh, I'm going to ask the other one later on.
Next caller we have is 212-470. You're live on the air.
Oh, I didn't mean to press one, but since I'm on, I have a question. Why does Miss Kiki keep coming up here saying she has tea, but she keeps asking questions?
Oh, well, Kiki, right there, you can address her.
Excuse me, baby. I have tea and I have questions.
No,
not only have I spilled
questions.
Tea, but I also have had questions. And anybody on this phone could voucher for that, sweetheart.
You're boring.
Okay, well, if I'm boring, baby, then why don't you press your one and go back into queue, and you continue to do you, and I'll see you in Harlem on the 12th, doll face. Thank you, baby. And I'm glad, and I'm proud of you, baby. I'm proud of you, Miss Dean. I'll see you on the 12th, and just say it to me, okay, baby? Okay, bye. Bye, Dior. Oh, yes, I'm sure you are. I'm sure you are, sweet face.
Oh, baby, it's a battle, Miss Kiki. The girls is coming for you tonight.
And they could keep coming. I would be on this phone until it's time to get off. And if any bitch wants to come for me, like I said, I will be there on the 12th, and I will be right next to Self, and I'm going to let every bitch know that I'm Kiki. And if any bitch wants to run up, Miss Dior.
Kiki.
Yes.
Kiki, love talking to you.
Yes, Miss London Badge.
Yeah, is your throat itching? Because it sounds
no,
like
it's not. It's my throat's not itching. Is your pussy itching, Miss London?
No, my pussy doesn't itch, baby. I don't.
Oh, okay. That's good. And my throat doesn't itch either. Thank you, baby.
No. You just so.
Oh, Miss London girl. Shut up, girl, okay?
Well,
I'm getting offended, though.
I'll see you on the.
Why are you getting offended?
Because London is my sister, and I see that. I'm getting a little bit offended because, as the caller said, Kiki earlier, you are asking more questions than you're giving detailish tea. And anybody that comes up here in a what's this called? As a restricted girl or with an anonymous voice or these different things, usually what they have to say is really hot because they're pretending or being a character that they made up to do so. And
well, I don't need to pretend and be nothing because, like I said, I'll be there on the 12th. But I did give out tea and I did have questions like any normal person has been calling in and doing. And, Miss London, you stir up a lot of things on this line, but you don't see me calling in getting on you. So just like you get your time to say what you want to say, let Kiki get her time to say what Kiki wants to say.
But I don't need
all
Kiki
right
under
Kelly
my
Trump.
Spotlight.
Yes.
Yes.
Thank you.
Spotlight.
I just want to say that you're not entertaining to me.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, London. I really, really appreciate the words that are coming out of your mouth. And I do mean the words that are coming out of your mouth.
Oh, my God. Hold on, y'all. Hold on. We got another caller. 347-413, you're live on the air.
Wait a minute, Kelly. You know, you brushed over that T real fast between Saints and Wesley. You ain't never say who, I mean, you know, what the fight gave or who won. All you said was that Saints danced in the cage.
They said that Face came up and tapped Wesley on the motherfucking shoulder, and Wesley turned around, bitch, but Face just, it was going to be over with, Miss Day, and Wesley turned around and knocked him, boom, Miss Day, and security came and brushed Face up out the club, Miss Day, and held Wesley downstairs for a minute, and then Face jumped in the cab and hit it.
Nicole, what are you going through?
Rodney?
Nicole, you is over there like you have an orgasm. What are you going through?
Nothing. Kelly, are you finished answering?
Hey, I'm going to address Kiki, though, when y'all get done.
Okay, go ahead, Rodney.
Kiki, in defense, not in defense of, but just from me being there, this is for the questions that you were asking about the House of Miska.
Okay.
Well, I go to the Midwest quite often, so I see their productions and see their, you know, progression as far as their house or whatever. Actually, Judy won Legendary Face at the Midwest Awards Ball for the House with the Most Trophies and was balanced for the 5,000.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
Yeah. And every time I go to a ball out there, the Miskas do have a table. Every ball I've been to in Chicago, they have a table.
Oh, okay. Okay. Thank you for correcting me, Rodney.
Now, Kiki, I want to say for Rodney corrected, no one has never had to correct Miss London. She comes and puts it right, darling. That's what we have to give her. That's why it's so entertaining. Where is she coming up with this shit from? And she's from London.
Okay.
She's
not
really
from London.
The YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Oh, forget. Yes, Rodney. London. Where's London?
I don't know, honey. Hold on. I don't know where
her
London is. We got another caller.
My phone died.
718-483. You're live on the air. Hello?
Hi, Kelly. How are you?
I'm finding yourself.
What are you doing?
Oof.
I'm not doing anything. We're just relaxing, honey. I'm sitting here with Miss.
Wait, but who's the caller? Who's this?
Hi, Nicole. You ain't even let me get a chance to say hello. Hello. How are you?
Oh, I just gagged at the way it came on. It was so high, Kelly. How are you? It was like, okay, we got to get together for this caller.
Hi, Jasmine. Hi, Rodney. Hi, everyone.
What's going on, nephew?
Nothing. Just chilling. Just chilling, watching TV. I just woke up.
Were you listening to the show?
Mm-mm. I just woke up. I had a good meal, baby. I had me some broiled shrimps and some steak. I was just busting it down. I fell asleep. That Blue Hawaiian put me to sleep.
Okay.
So I want to tune in. You know how that goes.
I sure do.
And Kelly, how are you?
I'm fine.
Have you
laughed
all night last night?
Yes, honey. Nicole London is back.
Since you have a Milan on the phone, you want to address that Nadia thing?
I can't. Huh? What happened? I didn't hear nothing.
They had said earlier that Nadia.
Wait, hold on. Miss Kiki, are you still there?
Hello?
Kiki, well, you got a Milan on the phone, so ask them the question.
Yes, I heard that Nadia was supposed to be not a Milan anymore, that she's a garçon.
And where did you hear this at?
I heard this all over the West Coast. Actually, I heard it the night of her party.
Oh, no. Well, then you got to misconstrue miscommunications because I was in L.A. at that time as well, and she was not no garçon. And the tea that I have is, you know, it's confidential, but trust me, she's not there.
Oh, okay. Thank you for correcting me then.
Not a problem, baby.
I'm not sure to say that it's a correction.
Did she get another correct? He
Kiki. Kiki, I can teach you, but I have to charge.
And how much are you going to charge me?
Oh, well, fuck. Oh, oh. I don't know until I see your face.
Okay, you'll see me on the 12th.
Oh, my God. Hold on, y'all. See right there, we got another caller. 46842, you're live on the air. 646-842, you're live on the air. Hello? One more time, 646-842, you're live on the air. Okay, I guess not. Back to
Miss Kiki and Miss London. Yeah. Yes. Yes, Miss London, I can't wait to meet you, bitch.
I can't wait to meet you neither. You can be my daughter.
Yes, I would love to be. I'll see you on the 12th. This is going to be an exciting night.
Yeah. But anyway, I want to open a house.
What's the house you're going to open up there?
London Bridge.
Yes, it's falling down.
Who wants to be a member?
Of the house
I would
of Bridge.
Love to be a member.
Kiki, you're not qualified. I'm sorry.
Oh, baby, I'm more than qualified.
No, not in my book.
But in my book, I am.
Oh, my
okay.
God.
Keep your book.
No, my book is already published, baby.
Oh, my God.
Well, good for you.
It's great for me.
I'm looking for members, so I'm going to make an email account, and I want people to email me.
Okay. For the and you're in London, the name of your house is the House of Bridge?
Yeah.
Okay, London Bridge.
So, ladies, I'm going to turn it in now, and I will see everybody. Well, not see everybody. Hear everybody tomorrow when we do our question and answer mm-hmm. session on what's her name.
I will.
So good night, everybody.
Good night,
Rodney.
Good night.
Rodney, can you put me on your guest list before you hang up?
Oh, my God. This is a key, honey. Oh, my Lanta, honey. My Lanta.
Wow. Everybody, this is a show. You're not supposed to get silent. So somebody needs to say something to make it hot, or somebody needs to press one, you know.
There's no guest list that night, honey. Somebody just hit me up on Yahoo and said, there's no guest list, London.
Oh, shit.
Bloody.
Hold on, we got a caller. 678-412. You're live on the air.
Hi. Hey, Kelly. Hey, everybody. I just logged into the show. I overheard... that about the whole Nadia incident, but I heard from the Vicky show Nadia was supposed to be a garçon.
Well, we're
the Vicky show is late, mistake, so you can't really take anything firsthand from there.
And Nadia was with the garçons her whole time for her birthday party in L.A. That's all you've seen with her and the garçons. That's all the pictures, Nadia and the garçons.
And then my good girl girlfriend said that the party was a flop.
Exactly. I was there. It was a fool. It was nothing but Nadia and garçons.
Oh, shit.
I'm keeping it real. That's why I knew what I heard. But like you said, a Milan came on the phone. He feels like he knows the tea. I'm not going to argue because, you know, I'm not in the scene like that. But I know what I seen when I was in L.A., and Nadia was with Arthur Garçons. You guys go to her Facebook. All you see is Nadia and Garçons.
Well, the Milan is back on the line.
Hello.
Tashawn?
Just because a person hang out with others does not mean they're affiliated with the house. That's the thing that...
Baby,
that
they've been saying that about me every ball, so...
You know how that goes, Jasmine? That messed up ballroom. Everybody wanted to be anticipated and want to know this and want to know that. Sit back and relax. Be easy.
Well, shit, I hang out with the Milan.
And if you
that mean I'm going to be over on Mother Milan? baby, that's the tea. Then hey, and the credibility for Vicky Gotti, please, you, that's like Rena from Eddie Spaghetti.
Oh, shit.
Eddie Spaghetti about it.
Isn't she always drunk?
Yes, exactly, London. She's always drunk and sweating. You can't forget about sweating.
Because she plays with her nose so much.
Y'all crazy.
No.
Vicky Gottis never came up here on this show.
She takes
breaks
in between her YouTube videos to go in the bathroom and play with her nose.
London, do you watch Vicky Gottis on YouTube too?
No, Miss Vicky is not coming up on the show.
Oh.
She has never been.
Has she ever been up here?
What you say, London?
I only watched 2 episodes, and I saw that it only had, like, 53 views.
Kiki?
Oh, my God.
Kiki?
Oh?
Kiki?
Yes?
You got a caller? A private caller? Yeah.
You said you're from L.A., right? You said you're from L.A.?
San Diego.
San Diego? Oh, okay. So how was the last ball there?
It was cute, actually. It was a lot of people from the East Coast that was there.
Like
any
who
other
threw
questions?
It? Yeah,
I don't actually know who threw it, but I was in the building.
Oh, really? Where was it at?
It was in L.A., sweetheart.
You just said
Nicole,
San Diego.
You know what I'm getting my life from?
What?
How the voices are cracking.
Everybody's calling up here. That's why I don't like London having to go through that bullshit. Because that's unique. I'm gagging, but wait a minute. Because obviously somebody is listening and they thought that Kiki is a fraud. So they came to be a fraud because they were at the ball. So now, Kiki, answer that question. Where was that ball? We got to find out who was the fraud because y'all on London Spotlight. So where was the ball?
This is your chance, daughter.
Stay with me, Kiki. Now, Kiki, you also said that you're from San Diego, but you know the small house of Mishka in Chicago? They don't even go anywhere, so how would you know who they were? You're a Chicago girl, honey.
Ooh. Kiki?
Silence.
Kiki?
Well, Kiki, are you still there, Kiki?
Kiki went to drink some water.
You see, I want to say to people that you guys shouldn't come up here on this platform. London, congratulations.
Bye, sweetie.
And you know what, to Kiki? You lost again.
Kiki,
but
are you still there?
For Kiki a little bit.
Back to the chambers for her.
I love London. London just say the weirdest shit.
Yes, it's very unique.
Somebody's trying to speak.
Hello.
768-412, you're on the air.
Hello.
Yes, you're on the air.
Who is Kiki? I never heard of her.
I don't know. We're trying to figure that out now, honey.
You see, when you come to this floor, you better be knowing what you're putting yourself into by stepping in the spotlight.
Okay, we got another caller. Private caller, you're live on the air.
Oh, Kiki.
You call us. Kiki, are you still there?
This is not right. London?
No, because Jamie is not a piece of Kiki, honey, and I want to know if Kiki's still there. I still see the private caller, but I don't know if Kiki's still there.
She's crying.
Hold on, let's get Jamie sort of out of chambers.
The Verizon ringback tone while your party is reached.
Hello.
Hello, Jamie. Hello, my love.
Good morning. Good morning. Oh, my God. I'm getting all these phone calls about this somebody that has so much to say about me or something. I don't even know what happened.
But that was Miss Kiki, honey. I don't know where she at. It's saying that she's still on the line, honey, but she's not saying nothing now, honey. I guess the girl put her on blast, Miss Day. She's not saying nothing, but
yeah,
it's
yeah, and
her
I never back down from an exchange or a misunderstanding or whatever. So I will hope that she will come back on, because who is she? Who is Kiki?
Kiki.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. So she's sitting up here having a discussion about me, and I'm in the bed, and we don't even know who she is. But I hope she comes back on, because I'm up now.
Private caller.
I ain't never seen a private caller get quiet.
And it's a shame, because it's like I understand that he said something about my makeup and something about this. That's my thing. That's what I'm known for. That's what I do. I get paid on and off the scene for that.
Oh.
So just for the fact that you have something to sit up and say about, like, are you serious? It's people that literally pay me to do their faces. So I don't even know where he's coming from, but I would love to speak with him.
Mother, I don't think that you really need to get upset and explain yourself to a Kiki. Kiki just got finished.
I'm not getting upset. I just want to know where exactly he's coming from. I heard he's like, I haven't.
She came up here trying to turn London.
All of this, so madness, and I mean, I'm everywhere. I'm always there. I'm always present. I'm always, you know, doing something, helping out, doing anything. So I don't understand. I want to learn something about Kiki, because he sure knows a lot about me, huh?
Yeah, she said she want to know why you paint so heavy, Miss Tay. Why you mother Miss Rahi, Miss Tay.
That's really a joke. And the fact of the matter is that I don't even wear foundation. I wear powder, because I don't even wear makeup in the daytime. So what y'all see at the bars and at the club, that's all a part of the ambiance and who I am. I love glamour. I love to take everything to another level. But when you master things, you can do that. But here is this a person that don't even know me. If you've never seen me outside of the bars and outside of my makeup and in the daytime, you don't really know me for real, for real. So you know what you think you see.
Kiki.
Yeah, a full Kiki. Like, that's really, really funny to me. I'm not one of those people that have to pile on makeup. I don't grow facial hair. I have beautiful skin. I don't even know what this child is talking about.
I got to move to London, and my other girlfriend, Miss, the other private caller, ran Miss Kiki off, Miss Davis.
Yeah, that's really weird. Like, you are here, you under some assumed name, and you got so much to say. It's like everybody knows, you know, I'm me. I'm me. Like it or love it, leave it, hate it, whatever. I don't network. I don't kiss ass. I've always been me, whether you can deal or not. So I don't even know where this child is coming from, but I got a couple calls and texts. They're like, girl, some child on the radio show, and she got so much to say about you. So I'm like, let me try to call in and get an understanding, or at least a full Kiki, huh?
Well, Miss London and my other girlfriend that called in from a private caller that hit Miss Kiki on blast. Oh, mistaken. They put her on blast, mistaken. And they wanted to know where was the function at in the East Coast and where was it held at, because she said she was at the function. She couldn't answer the question, honey, so she faded in the background, honey. So, Miss London and to my other girlfriend, great prize to y'all, Miss Thay. But what is it called?
Yeah.
London shouldn't have to share her grand prize, because she did it all by herself. It was the other caller that put the icing on the cake. That was it. That was her chance.
It was the other caller who gave her the third strike.
She was in the chambers. Oh, my God. Well, I guess Miss Kiki, I guess your reign is over, Miss Thang. There's no more Kiki in for you, Miss Thang.
What did you say, back to where, London?
In the background, Miss Thang. You're supposed to stand tall, Miss Thang.
What did London say, back to where?
Back to the chambers.
Apparently, and I'm going to stick around because I want, you know, I want to exchange with this girl. I want to get a feel of what
all right,
about
well, somebody
her,
on this phone.
From.
If you know where Kiki is at, could you please tell her that she's needed on Tins and Chop? Mother Ms. Rahi is waiting for her.
Oh, Miss Thing, there's a lot of private callers on here, Miss Thing, but ain't none of them pressing one. Ms.
And if y'all don't press one just as soon, Kelly said she was sleepy. So if y'all not going to make this high, we can hang up.
Miss Thing, y'all sitting here, Miss Thing, honey, Miss Thing.
Listening to the Kikis.
All these private callers, Miss Thing. It's a slew of private callers. And I know one of these private callers is Miss Kiki, Miss Thing.
I know a lot of them are from people.
Miss Kiki just did research and got where the party was at. Kiki just got that. Because Nicola, I wasn't there. I didn't go to the party. I didn't make it. I made it a day later, but they told me.
No, she didn't ask her. They said, where was the ball, Tashawn? Where was the ball and who gave it?
Oh, well, I was there too.
My name is Kiki, ain't no.
Answer the question.
That's your final chance. You got your final chance.
So, no, bitch, when you come up here with a soon voice and all types of things, Mr. and you say you from a state, Mr., you better have your motherfucking shit.
Mm-hmm.
Act, Mr.
Know your
shit.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? It's a lot of that going around. Because it was this guy that was just all up in our house groups. And he said that he was from Atlanta, but he was in my chapter, and he was one of my kids, and by way of Ohio or something. And come to find out,
you talk about that child that they had up in the new groups, so all about the Miser for Life group.
I'm like he's in there being nasty as far as the concerning you and the departure of the house and stuff. And Felicity hit me up and she like, well, sis, do you know this Robinson boy? And I'm like, no. And she like, well, he just said that he was one of your kids and he.
And that was one of my problems with the house, Miss Thing. And I addressed that to Felicity the other night, Miss Thing. These girls, Miss Thing, I left the house, Miss Thing, and it was like 12 girls, Miss Thing. I'm going to be real with y'all. It was like 12 motherfucking girls, Miss Thing, that were still pending approval, Miss Thing, and they're all about Mizzle Group, Miss Thing. They never got in because nobody never addressed them, Miss Thing. And so, you know, I didn't exit myself out the all about Mizzle Group fast enough. So Andre made a new group, Mizzle for Life, Miss Thing, and they got about 12 to 13 girls in there, and that all of Miser for Life, Miss Thing, that they already put up in the group, and they don't even know if they really misses, Miss Thing, girl. I was even in the motherfucking new group.
I didn't know what was going on. And I'm like, you know, come what may, you know, Kelly, I was not, like I told you privately, I was not your sister just because of this house. I did not get acquainted with you and grow to love you just because of this house. I have an independent mind and I love my house, but I wasn't finna join the bandwagon of the people who had a problem with you or whatever. Whatever your choice was, what your choice was. And we all have a path in this life and we have to walk it. And sometimes it's gonna be faced with decisions that everybody may not like, but everybody does at some point what's right for them. So like I told you, it was no love lost. If you still my sister, we still gonna hang out, Kiki, when we see each other and do all of that. I didn't feel no foul way about a decision that you made for your life. That's I just didn't have anything to say about it. So when I heard that the boy was in the group talking, I put up a post. I told him to watch him. I told him to throw him out. But I guess he weaseled his way in somehow, some way, and Bobby caught him.
Yeah, it's corruption, honey. It's espionage, honey. You got spies in there. We need to weed out those spies, Miss Thing, and get it together. We need to get that. Let me shut up, Miss Thing, because then the girls are going to say I'm being fierce, Miss Thing, and I'm not going to even be fierce, Miss Thing, honey. But it's my house, Miss Thing, and I'm going to do what I want to do, Miss Thing. So, at the end of the day, honey, the girls need to get it together. Get your house together. How you doing? But I love y'all. Oh, Miss Thing, honey. We got like 8 minutes left. Miss Kiki, where are you at, Miss Thing? Miss Kiki, come up here and let these girls know that you're not a motherfucking fake, Miss Kiki. We got 8 minutes left, Miss Kiki. Let these girls know you ain't a motherfucking fake, Miss Thing. And
yeah,
you know you're a motherfucking
fake.
She
had a problem. She had a problem with my face, but she's hiding behind. I don't understand. I don't get it.
Kiki, I'm gagging at you, Miss Kiki. Hold on. Let me see if it's because, you know, hold on. Let me get rid of some of these girls, Miss Kiki, because you might can't get through, Miss Kiki. Hold on. Let me get rid of some of these girls real quick, Miss Kiki. I'm going to make room for you real quick, Miss Kiki, because you might can't get through because JD's couldn't get through. Okay, Kiki, the lines are clear now, Miss Kiki. You got some room now, Miss Kiki. Call up in here, Miss Kiki, and let these girls know. You is not a fake, Miss Say. Let these girls know. You know your motherfucking shit. Honey. Bitch, you said you repping the show like me, Miss Say. Bitch, I'd already called back in here and let these bitches know. I ain't a fake bitch. Whatever y'all bitches want to say, it is what it is. Miss Kiki, if you don't call back in here, baby, when you try to call back in here next week, Miss Say, you're not going to get on, Miss Say. We're going to hang up on you. As soon as you call in, Nicole's going to say, hang up on that bitch. If you don't call back in here, Miss Kiki. Honey. Hold on, let me see. Somebody pressed one and then they went off. And they're saying, like, what the fuck? Come on.
They said Kiki not having it tonight.
Yeah, Miss Kiki, I guess the girl scared Miss Kiki off, honey.
Miss London, you scared her.
London, you ate her up, Miss Day. You put her in her place. She don't want to come back now.
Nicole, I think she's a fake fuckery.
Kiki! A fake fuckery.
Lord Jesus.
Mm.
I don't think she's coming back, y'all.
If I throw a ball in London, would you guys come, or do I have to pay for you?
I'll come.
Okay.
Now, I'm gonna walk your category. What you say, European? What was your category?
European performance.
That's what I'm walking. So watch out for me, okay?
Are you the guy they said was Miss London?
No. Oh yes, that's yes. I'm the person who they thought I was London. Yes.
Yes.
You know, I don't know.
I'm the one.
Nicole said I was you.
Uh-huh, but guess what? I'm still not buying it. I got it, baby.
But you know, it's my girlfriend.
I know, sister, yes, we do. And I know, but I caught when y'all did that, bitch. I guess. I said, oh, so don't make me do. I catch this everything. When he came on the phone, I said, Tashawn, I did. Okay. But I still ain't buying it. I don't give a fuck. It's something. I know something. But
well,
I'm just my girlfriend, so it doesn't matter.
Phone.
London's my girlfriend, so it doesn't matter, so, you know, but I'm, And you know what? It can all be very well the overall mother and the CEO of the phone itself, baby.
Okay.
They may know what London is. Kelly might know who London is and be saying, this is Kelly's show, you guys, all of us. She might know who Rhonda Jenkins is. She might know, who else was it? Rhonda Jenkins, 15.
I don't know nobody.
I don't know Kelly.
I like to look at it that way.
Okay.
I know Kelly from YouTube. I don't know Kelly.
I don't know anybody. The girls that call in here with their voices and things, I don't know them. I don't want to get to know them and things. I want to keep it all in secret because, you know, I don't want nobody, you know, saying anything, honey. I keep everything in secret, honey.
Well, London has been now the person on the show who has took in the spotlight.
Hold on, Miss 15. I don't know who.
For
I don't
personalities.
Know who 15, I don't know who 15 is. I don't know who 15 is. And
well, which one of you would say that have a lovely person, the personality? I'm Tashawn. Who you living for? We
the
have lots
that,
of.
Wait, hold on, let me say this. I don't know 15 saying I know who 15 is. No, I don't know who 15 is. The person that they told me was 15, and they lied to me about that person, who 15 was, because that person was not 15, because I was at plenty of balls that 15 was supposed to be at when they told me that person was 15, and 15 was not that person because that person wasn't even at functions that I was at. And I thank you, 15.
Well,
you know,
we had a lot of personalities that have been up here. Who you see?
London makes me laugh all the time. I get my life from London.
Thank you.
Because you get it together. That's right. You get it together, London.
It's the sternness. Thank you. Bye. Good night.
London is my good friend, Nicole. You thinking that's me. That's just my friend. I met her like
good
you.
Good night. She said, good night. Good night. You're so stern. Bye.
London, I have to come out there and, you know, shop in your areas.
Would you, Was it Rhonda Jenkins was really good too, but it was another one, Kelly. What was her name before Rhonda Jenkins?
Mm-mm, I think it was only Rhonda because Rhonda with that.
No,
voice.
It was another one. It was one and another one because 15 came way after, and then 15 came with. But it was another one did with Rhonda Jenkins.
Mm-mm-mm.
If she's not Milko, she's not relevant.
Well said, London.
I would love, Miss Thing. You know what? I cannot wait, bitch. We got exactly 4 more months to the anniversary show. And you know, on the anniversary show, we always bring Tom and we always bring Rhonda, Miss Thing. I cannot wait for the anniversary show, Miss Thing, for Miss Motherfucking London versus Miss Rhonda Jenkins, Miss Thing. I think London's going to win. London's going to have everybody laughing.
But
thank
I think
you.
Rhonda's going to be preparing herself right now. So don't sleep. London is my girl, but Rhonda's going to come up here ready for London because she's going to do all her homework and listen to the iCards and everything. And she is one of the legends of the show. So
She always had her tea.
Yes.
My mother told me to never let a bitch push me in the corner.
Oh, I know that's right. So we gotta get some boxing, you know, some boxing music and shit, the bell and shit. It's definitely going to be a hot battle, honey.
London
it's
be prepared
to be a hot battle. But I guess Miss Kiki all ran out of all her Kikis, honey. It's a shame. It's really bad.
She never
had
a Kiki. She was the Kiki.
She was the Kiki, and she's gone down, honey. I have things that I have to do. I need to go and get my beauty rest, honey. I have things that I have to do. I got to say congratulations to my daughter, Ayana Milan, for her new apartment, honey. She just moved from Jersey back to Brooklyn. Congratulations, daughter.
Oh, congratulations, Macy. Go get bitch. I'm going to fuck up. You call me.
That means. Oh, wait, hold on. We got a private caller. This might be Miss Kiki. On the air. Oh, they hung up. The private caller hung up. God damn.
Kelly, nobody want to call in. Well, guess what? All you private callers that are still on the line, y'all all are having a good night. Good night.
Yes, they're definitely having a good night. Janice, can you tell the girls good night, sister?
Yeah, I was just going to tell y'all that. Sorry I came in so late, but y'all let me know when this Kiki calls back in so we can have a real Kiki.
Come on, Jamie.
It was good talking to y'all, speaking to y'all. I'll talk to y'all later.
Private caller, you're live on the air.
Hello.
Yes.
This is Kiki.
Kiki, you want to call now, Jamie? She just hung up. Hello?
That wasn't Kiki.
That wasn't
I love
Kiki.
All the
okay,
girls.
Okay, Janice is gone. London, say goodnight to the girls.
Good night, girls. Good night, Nicola. Good night, Kelly. Good night, Jasmine.
Good night.
Jasmine.
Say goodnight to the girls.
Good night, everyone.
Jasmine.
Hey.
Night to the girls.
Good night, everybody.
I'm calling you, Jasmine.
Nicole, say goodnight to the girls.
Good night.
Nicola, you got to say buck to the chambers.
You buck to the chambers.
Buck to the chambers. Baby, Beyonce going to take us away again tonight with Love on Top because, you know, you got to always be on
yes,
top, good. Honey.
Yes.
But like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, we'll be back here tomorrow night with the legendary iconic fathers, Rodney Prodigy and James Icon. We'll definitely be on the line tomorrow night for open mic night. They will definitely be on the line. So tune into that, girls. But like I tell you, every Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, I'm the legendary overall mother, Kelly Couture. I love y'all all for loving me. Whatever bathroom, whatever alleyway, you definitely do pick somebody up in. Please make sure you do practice safe sex because the life you save will definitely
be
oh, Miss Thing. And I definitely do need y'all girls to definitely wrap it up, Miss Thing. It's so
love
much things going on out here in the world, Miss Thing. And so many people have things and so many people got things. I don't want you to take and be a victim to society, Miss Bay. To all you girls out there that question my motives or things that I say into my show, you can kiss my big black motherfucking ass, Miss Bay.
Well said, overall, mother. Love on
you
God.
You need to be worried about your motherfucking Miss Thing, you're worried about me, Miss Thing, when six of yours is running around doing the things that they're doing and running around with the things that they have, Miss Thing. So don't question my motherfucking motives, Miss Thing. I'm
Kelly!
Just doing what I'm
Love on time.
I think we're all in love with me. And we'll be back here tomorrow night with Rodney and James and this show, honey, and Beyonce's going to take us away.
Oh, my God.
Love on top.
And Beyonce's gonna take us away with Love on Top, because I want all of you girls to always be on top, Miss Thing. Don't think that a house makes you. She makes us name much better.
Emergency meeting, call my phone now.